All right, all right, all right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on 720 WGN, and we're here until 5 a.m. It is Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday, but it's the Christmas edition. Because this will be the last show before Christmas. And so that's the Christmas edition of Fly Jams. And they'll all be holiday-related Fly Jams. That'll be coming up. We have Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy coming up as well on our Friday morning show. And this is our last show of 2018. I will be back. I mean, people will be filling in. Dane Neal is going to be filling in for me most of the time while I'm away for the holidays. We'll be back. I'll be back live again on Wednesday, January 2nd. So we're doing our it's our last live show, or for us at least, for 2018 before the holiday break. So we hope you guys can join us. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Coming up at after 2 o'clock, our great friend Esmeralda Leon is going to join us to celebrate the year and to hang out. And I believe Skip Skipley is on the way, and we will have an edition of For the Record coming up, as well as talk about other stuff and catch up with what's going on with Esmeralda Leon. And that's coming up. She'll be live in studio with us. Also live in studio with us in just a couple of minutes, our good friend Jeff Tuckman. He is here to answer any and all of your questions that are movie or DVD or tech related. If you are wondering when something is going to be released, if it's available on DVD, he can answer that for you. And also, if you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, you can describe it to us or tell us who's in it. If Jeff doesn't know it and I don't know it, I'm sure that somebody listening does. We have a great track record for that, for helping you out. So if you can't think of the title of a movie, trying to figure it out, or you got a movie question or a tech question or a DVD question or a Blu-ray question, 312-981-7200. The phone lines are open right now. Jeff's going to join us in just a couple of minutes. And we got something really awesome to give away this morning for everybody, and we'll tell you what that is in a couple of seconds. So we've got great giveaways and questions to be answered and helping you guys out as Jeff Tuckman will join us in just a couple of minutes. Again, phone number for talk and text and questions for Jeff, 312-981-7200. We are here until 5 o'clock, the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6 for your Friday morning. All right, let me say hello to my great producer, Dan Shugru. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you?
Good, man. How about yourself?
All right. You looking forward to the holiday?
Yeah, looking forward to the time off and spending some quality times with the family.
With the family.
Extended friends and all
very,
that
very,
stuff.
Very, very cool. Yeah. So my parents and I, obviously, on Christmas, we'll get together. We'll have food. We'll exchange gifts. Probably talk to the cousins. And I already got my tickets for Holmes and Watson.
There you go. Bob Medea will be very happy to hear that.
We have to have him on when we get back.
Yes, we're in communication.
Okay, so, cool. Because, it's going to be a ridiculous movie. This is the one with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Have you seen commercials for it?
I've seen it, yes.
It looks ridiculous.
Yes.
So that's the one we're going to see on Christmas. My parents and I are going to go see that one on Christmas. So we'll get Bob on after the break to get his thoughts on it. It looks completely ridiculous. And I laugh at the trailer, so I'm looking forward to that. So anyway, I just want to say on the air, Dan, thanks for all your work.
Yeah, thank you for a great year.
And it's been a great year, and we're looking forward to 2019.
Yeah.
Do it all over again, but you're the best, man.
Thank you.
Ditto. And then let's go into the newsroom, and it's Vic Vaughn. Hi, Vic.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Doing well.
All right. Now, you're going to be working a little bit more than Dan, because Dan and I are off for a while.
Yeah, I'll work straight through.
You're working straight through. Well, have a great holiday. I mean, we'll talk to you before the end of the show, because the show ends at 5. And we will definitely talk with you. And you looking forward to the holidays?
Yeah. I'll be up in Wisconsin for actually Christmas. I'll be here in the station, and then I'll drive up there and do a little Christmas, and then be back for Tuesday's show.
Oh wow, you're working. You are working.
Working straight through.
Now I'm going to see you tomorrow night, though. Right at the
road. Oh yeah,
at the AMC?
I did get my tickets yesterday.
Okay.
Yep. Jeannie will be up in the front. I'm in the back. Couldn't get seats together. But
what?
No, I'm kidding. But it does look pretty full.
Oh, okay.
You know, because it's assigned seating, and it's filling up.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to have a pretty big crowd this one. I'm hosting a screening tomorrow night at 7:10 at the AMC Rosemont 18 of Robert Zemeckis' great new movie, Welcome to Marwen, with Steve Carell. It is a tremendous movie, and we got to talk to Robert Zemeckis. Patty and I got to interview Robert Zemeckis last week and meet him, and it was an honor, and it was a thrill to interview him. And I love the movie. And then Mike, who works with me on my film club, said, hey, why don't we have you host a screening of it? And I was like, all right. So this is the first time we've ever done a Nick DiGilio Film Club screening of a movie that just came out. It's usually older films or films that I pick, like the one that we're doing in January is Slapshot, the great 1977 hockey comedy with Paul Newman. That's my next one on Tuesday, January 8th. But we're doing a special one tomorrow night at the 7:10 showing of Welcome to Marwin. I'm going to introduce it, and then we can talk about it a little bit afterwards. It's the Nick DiGilio Film Club, and I hope my film club folks will come out. And it looks like we have sold some seats. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, the middle is filling up quickly.
There we go. All right, cool. So that's tomorrow night, 7:10. If you want to get your seats to see Welcome to Marwin, we'll watch it all together. I've seen it already, and it's a wonderful and it's a terrific, exciting, and emotional film. And we'll talk about it afterwards, too. Just doing a special Saturday night first run film club event that we're looking forward to. And so I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there tomorrow, Vic. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And Patty's going to be there, too. Patty Vasquez will be awesome. There at the screening as well. So there you go. All right, so that's what's happening here. 312-981-7200 is your phone number to get in here if you have a question about DVD or movie, something, when something is going to be released, or you can't think of the title of a movie. Jeff Tuckman is here to help you out, and let's make this official.
It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? And that officially means it's time for Jeff Tuckman. He is our DVD video guru guy who joins us once a month. Talk about DVDs and movies and Blu-rays, what's coming out, what is out. And if you guys have questions, it's 312-981-7200 for Jeff Tuckman. And we always comes in bearing gifts as well. And we'll tell you what we're giving away this morning. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good. It's good to be on with the last show of the year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the last show that I'm hosting of 2018. The time slot will continue through the new year, but I won't be back doing another live show until January 2nd. So a little time off for the holidays. So thanks for coming in, Jeff. I really appreciate it. And Jeff, you've been in the video business since its inception, essentially.
Well, that's right. I mean, help open the very first video store in Chicago.
Oh, how about that? That's right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for questions for Jeff. By the way, we want to give a shout out to our listener, Matt. He loves our show, and he's a longtime listener. Matt, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Matt. So Jeff, you always bring stuff to give away. And usually we have three of the prizes to give away. This morning we have four. And tell everybody what we got.
Well, thanks to Michael Krause at Foundry Communications and people at Time Life, one of the best collections I've ever had of the Three Stooges. There's 13 discs.
Right.
And it's everything you've ever wanted from the Three Stooges. There's 45 hours of content, Nick. Included is the 87 short films, feature films, animated cartoons. I mean, it's unbelievable how many classics are part of this. And I tell you, if you weren't a fan of the Three Stooges, if you win one of these collections, you will be, and everybody you bring over to the house also will be.
Yeah, it's 13 discs, 45 hours, 87 shorts, plus the animated stuff and movies. And it gets all the Stooges are featured. We're talking about Curly Joe, the two Joes, Shemp, and then Curly and Larry and Moe, of course. And it goes across their career. It is really amazing. It's the Time Life, the best of the Three Stooges. It's volume 1 through 3 with 13 discs. It's a really amazing collection. So if you're a Three Stooges fan, yeah. Now, we've got four of these to give away. And so why don't we do that right now? Let's give away the first copy, okay? Let's go with caller number 6, okay? Is that good, Dan? Caller number 6 at 312-981-7200. Caller number 6, 312-981-7200, and you will get a copy of this incredible collection of the best of the Three Stooges. It's unbelievable. So we'll give away our first one coming up here. Okay, Jeff, hang on, okay?
You got it.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Jeff Tuckman is here to answer any and all of your questions, DVD, Blu-ray, video-related, tech-related, and, of course, if you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, you can tell us about it or who's in it. We will we'll help you out with that, too. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 18 floors above beautiful downtown Chicago. It's the final show of 2018, for me at least. I'll be back on January 2nd. I'm taking a little break for the holidays, so we're having some fun this morning, bringing in Esmeralda Leon to join us live in studio. We'll have a lot of fun with her and talk about what's up, what she's been doing. We got all of our regular Friday features, including a holiday-themed Fly Jams Friday. That will be coming up a little bit later on. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. If you have a question for Jeff Tuckman, who's here live in studio, if you can't think of the title of a movie, but you can describe it to us or tell us who's in it, we'll help you out with that. And any other questions that you have, DVD or Blu-ray or tech-related. Jeff, welcome back.
Good to be here, Nick.
All right. And we are giving away an unbelievable a package this morning. It's from Time Life, and it is the best of the Three Stooges. It's a 13-disc set with tons of hours of greatness, from the shorts to the cartoons to the feature-length movies. All the Stooges are included. This is like the ultimate collection of the Three Stooges. And we have our first winner this morning, and it's Joanne. Joanne, congratulations. You were caller number 6.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. So you're a Stooges fan?
Well, I would like to be. This is going to be something new for me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll enjoy it. Anyway, so hang on, Joanne. Joanne's our first winner. We got 3 more of these to give away. And there you go. Now, if you have any other questions for Jeff that you want to get in here now, we'll give away a few more of these Three Stooges packages in a little bit. So just stay tuned here. And again, if you have questions, text or call at 312-981-7200. Here's Dan on WGN. Hey, Dan.
This movie is driving me nuts. It takes place in a restaurant. This girl is being trained for first day, and she's like a blonde, like Drew Barrymore and Nicole Kidman or somebody, pretty famous like that. And, oh, that's the whole movie. It's her being trained to be a waitress. I think it's from the 90s.
Okay, so it's a blonde actress who's being, the whole movie is her being trained to be a waitress?
Yeah, then at the end of the movie, the guy goes, well, maybe tomorrow something interesting will happen.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's not ringing any bells for me, Dan. But we'll keep your radio on. Maybe somebody will know.
Please.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, Dan seems to be annoyed by not being able to remember. If it's the entire movie is just a woman being trained to be a waitress, I'm not sure how that would work or how compelling that would be. But if maybe somebody knows. Maybe somebody knows what it was. He said it was probably in the 90s, and it was kind of a Drew Barrymore-esque actress, perhaps. And it was about a girl being trained to be a waitress. I know it wasn't Waitress, because that's not what that movie was about, and it was Carrie Russell was in that movie.
Right.
In Waitress. That would be Carrie Russell. So she's in that movie, and of course this.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I know you do. So, all right, 312-981-7200. That's out there in the ether. Maybe somebody will know what it is. here's Lisa on WGN. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, the film is about a man who's had his hands chopped off. I think it's in another language or something. And his hands are creepily going down the hallway, regarding... I'm not entirely sure that it's even real, but I thought I should ask.
All right. Well, I know that there have been movies about hands that were crawling around. There's The Crawling Hand. There is the one with Peter Lorre. Also, there are a bunch of movies. Or The Beast with Five Fingers is another one. There have been a lot of movies about chopped off hands coming back to life and crawling around. That's it. That was a thing. There was a movie called The Hand.
Yeah.
With it was Oliver Stone's second movie as a director, The Hand with Michael Caine. So you've got the Beast with Five Fingers, you've got the crawling hand, you've got the hand with Michael Caine. That's like a whole subgenre that I guess I didn't realize was so popular. But it's I guess the old chopped off crawling hand genre has gotten its due. Lisa, I don't know if it was, now you're saying it was both hands that got chopped off. Maybe that's a sequel, Dan, perhaps. So anyway, well, Lisa, we got that one out there, and then we also have the one, we'll have the movie where the woman is being trained
as a waitress.
So that's the whole movie. So we got some chopped off. What's going on this morning here? We got chopped off hands crawling down the hallway, and we got a whole movie about a woman training to be a waitress. You sure that wasn't like an industrial training thing or something somebody watched? So anyway, that's out there. 312-981-7200. If you have any more of the questions, Lisa, we'll keep it out there. And if anybody knows of a chopped off crawling hand movie that features two hands, because the ones that I mentioned only feature one, the Beast with Five Fingers, the crawling hand, and the Hand with Michael Caine. Those are all just single hands. It's not double hands. But if anybody knows that, you can help Lisa out at 312-981-7200. All right, Dan, how about we give another package of the Three Stooges away while we can get a winner while we're at break, okay? So, again, this is the best of the Three Stooges, all three volumes. It's a 13-disc set loaded with shorts, cartoons, feature films. Every Stooge is represented. If you are a Three Stooges fan, you must have this collection. It's the best. And we're going to go with caller number 7 this time, okay? Caller number 7, 312-981-7200. Caller number 7, 312-981-7200 is going to get this incredible Three Stooges collection. So caller number 7, you will be our winner. Jeff, hang on. We got a break for the news.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff Tuckman is here. He's here to help you out and answer your questions. And we got more Three Stooges stuff to give away as well. 312-981-7200. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here. It's Friday, so that means Fly Jams Friday. But it's a special holiday edition of Fly Jams Friday. All the other regular features coming up. You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies. And we're also going to be visited by our great friend Esmeralda Leon, who will join us after 2 and hang out with us till the end of the show. This is our last show of 2018 before the holiday break, and we hope everybody has a fantastic and safe holiday season. And I will be back live on Wednesday, January 2nd. So we're going to have a fun morning here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Jeff Tuckman is with us. Jeff, welcome back.
Great to be here, Nick.
He is here to answer any and all of your tech, DVD, Blu-ray, or movie questions. And if you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you kind of crazy and you want to know, you can tell us about it or who's in it. 312-981-7200. We are also giving away an unbelievable prize here, Jeff. Time Life, the best of the Three Stooges, 13 discs over 85 hours. It's got shorts, cartoons, movies, everything. We're asking for caller number 7 before the break and the news, and that would be Richard. Richard, congratulations. You got yourself this collection of Three Stooges.
Oh, thank you so much. When I heard you were giving out that Three Stooges gift, I had a head of heaven. I had my finger on the phone ready, man.
Well, you got in, man. Congratulations. You got it.
You made my day. You made my holiday. And I just want to thank you both so much.
So you sound like you're a big Stooge fan, Richard.
Oh yeah, I go way back. My father used to listen to watch the Stooges all the time. Yeah, we were into the Stooges all the time. Yeah. I think even now I can sit back and watch the Stooges and I'll just bust out laughing. Yeah. I love watching them.
Well,
yeah.
you're gonna have a great time with this collection, Richard. Congratulations and thanks for listening. Hold on. There you go. We've got two more copies of this incredible Three Stooges collection. And you know, the people at Time Life do some really amazing stuff.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, they have their hand or their pulse on the public, and they really understand what it takes to get to the public. Because, you know, obviously, you talk about it all the time, Nick, all the different avenues of product that's available to you. And so when you have to create something that you know people can get excited, I mean, they do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think about, for example, when they came out with the Motown 25, you know, what a great, great set that is, you know. And in fact, right now, they've got a Robin Williams. I don't know if you've seen the info commercial on TV. It's great. It is like 22 discs.
Of Robin Williams?
Of Robin Williams. It's 50 hours of Robin Williams. It's all his HBO specials. It's amazing.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff right there.
Yeah, it's called Comic Genius.
Wow.
And I mean, I always loved Robin Williams anyway. Even before Mork and Mindy, he was doing stand up.
Yeah.
But it was all improv.
Yeah.
And he was the best.
So I didn't know. Wow, that's a lot of footage, man. That's a lot. I mean, my God.
Yeah. And what's nice about it is that he was loved by everybody, and there's so many great interviews, and all the things that Robin did, you know, comic relief and everything else that he was known for.
Right.
You know, and really was a great actor, too.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, actually.
but you know what?
You know, God bless him. People love the guy, and I was never on board. I was never on the Robin Williams bandwagon.
Well, you know what? If you saw him live, which I have, I mean, he was.
No, hey, listen, the guy could walk in and without saying anything, work the room like nobody. There's no question about it. He just wasn't my cup of tea.
Right. When I think about someone live, I mean, Robin Williams is tremendous. I think about Sam Kinison, who I love seeing live. I mean, it's totally like 360, the opposite. But
well,
I'm just saying.
You know, I saw Sam Kinison. I saw Sam Kinison live and just was, I was astounded. I remember I went with my friend Joe to see him. We saw him at Park West. And about a halfway through his set, my friend Joe leans over to me and he goes, this guy's not going to live too long. He said that. Now, the thing is, but he didn't die the way that a lot of people thought he was going to die, because he had a lot of problems with addiction and drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. So everybody thought that was the way he was going to go, but he died in a car accident and he was sober.
That's right.
Yeah. So, it was one of those deals where it was like that. How ironic is that? That the guy who was just a party maniac, went out and he was sober and he got into a car accident and died.
Yeah, right, he was in movies, he did a lot of stand-up, he was on HBO, whatever, but the point is, when you see these guys live, I mean, that's where they really shine.
Let's see, we got a few questions that came in. By the way, if you guys have a question for Jeff, a Blu-ray, DVD, or a movie question, and again, if you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, you can describe it to us or tell us who's in it. We can probably help you out there, too. The phone number and text number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 773 area code says, any chance of the original Transformers Season 3 coming to Blu-ray? So that's Transformers, the animated TV show. So they're wondering if Season 3 is going to be on coming out onto Blu-ray. Now, you have some release dates in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it is. It's just a matter of time. Because eventually just about everything is released, especially the Transformers they really have a big following.
Well, there's a new Transformers movie coming out today.
Oh,
it's a movie called Bumblebee. It's I guess it's a prequel. I don't know. I don't follow any of that crap. I hate the Transformer movies. I didn't watch the Transformer movies are unwatchable. They're terrible. But the TV show, the animated TV show, a lot of people love that, and that's what this caller is texter is talking about. We'll look it up. See, Transformers Season 3. On Blu-ray, but it's not on the list that you have in front of you.
No.
On the release, because you have a release, you have stuff that's released all the way through through next year, right? Or the beginning of next year.
Yeah, I have it through the end of January.
Okay. And not so far.
No.
Okay. All right. And we'll look that one up to Blu-ray, but Transformers Season 3. Okay, how about this? 224 area code. When will Red Sparrow be available on DVD? That was Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. I think is that out already?
I thought that, I think it is available.
I think it's out already.
No, it is out available.
Let me look here.
Yeah, Red Sparrow is available.
It is. Yeah. Red Sparrow is available. It's also available on, you can watch it on Prime Video. It's also on demand, and so you can download it. It's available digitally, and it's available on DVD.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, you can check that out, Red Sparrow, which is actually a pretty good movie that nobody went to see when it came out, which is too bad because it's a great sort of old fashioned spy thriller. So there you go. How about this one? 301 area code says, will the old TV series THE, The Cat, will it ever get an official DVD release? THE, The Cat.
Nick, I remember that there were some rights problems with that. But I think that I saw it on the auction sites. But as far as being able to get it from the store, I think it was being held up at one time. I know that for a fact.
Okay. Let me see here. Yeah. The complete DVD, so 1966-67
yes,
was when that was out. And it is, let's see, I'm looking here.
I'm surprised
the
they
cat.
Haven't,
it's
they haven't resolved it since.
It's a complete DVD. Yeah, these are old because it's not. It was out at one time and now it's been discontinued.
Right.
But I think you can find it on. I'm just looking right now, and you can actually find it on an auction site. I'm looking at one place here, and it's going for $40. It's out of stock though right now, so they're out of stock. But there was a release of it on DVD. It was 7 DVDs. It was a 7 DVD set that had the entire series of The Cat.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you go to the different auction sites,
right,
you have to bid on it,
right.
But that's one way you can get it.
That's the only way because it's currently not in release. But this one site that I went to is out of stock. But you know that doesn't mean that like eBay or some other places won't have it. So, all right. Well, there you go. You guys have any more questions? It's 312-981-7200. Okay, Jeff, why don't we do, we got two more Three Stooges to give away. Let's do one right now.
You got it.
Okay, again, this is the best of Three Stooges from Time Life. It is a 13-disc set. It's hours and hours and hours of entertainment, which includes the shorts, the cartoons, the full-length movies. Every single Stooge is represented here. If you're a Three Stooges fan, this is unbelievable. So let's do caller number 5 this time. 312-981-7200. Caller number 5 at 312-981-7200 will be our winner for another collection of the best of the Three Stooges. 312-981-7200. Jeff, hang on, okay?
You got it.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Jeff's going to tell us what's coming out and give us a preview of some of the new things that are going to be available on DVD and Blu-ray. And if you guys have questions or if you're going nuts because you can't think of the title of a movie, but you can describe it to us or tell us who's in it, we'll help you out with that as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we still have, after we get a winner here, we still have one more Best of the Three Stooges package to give away. So stick around, and we shall return. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio is here. That's me, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. It's Friday morning, and it's Fly Jams Friday, but it's our special Fly Jams Friday because it's the holiday Christmas edition of Fly Jams Friday. So if you have any Christmassy or holiday-themed Fly Jams, R&B songs, funky stuff that you want to hear, you can call us later on. DJ Shagru will be spinning the holiday discs, 312-981-7200. All of our regular Friday features will be popping up this morning, including Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy. And our good friend Esmeralda Leon is going to join us live in studio to hang out with us. We'll catch up with her. She's the best. We miss her every morning on the show, so we like to have her back as much as we can. And we'll have a little round of For the Record. Skip Skipley's on the way, and more. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Jeff Tuckman is with us. He stops by for his monthly visit. Jeff, welcome back.
Good to be here, Nick.
And the great people over at Time Life, again, we want to thank them.
Yes, we do.
For the best of the Three Stooges, a 13-disc set that has hours and hours and hours of unbelievable entertainment. If you're a Three Stooges fan, this is a must. And we were just asking for caller number 5, and we have a winner, and it's Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Dick. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Are you a Three Stooges fan?
Well, growing up, my mom would never let us watch it.
Uh-oh.
But... yeah, but we have a couple of boys, and we, my husband and our boys, just love the Three Stooges.
Okay, great. Well, you have, like, the ultimate collection now, Pam. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you so very much.
Hang on
a second. Thank you.
Hang on. I find it interesting that two out of the three winners were women, considering that the reputation is that women don't like the Three Stooges.
Well,
but I also, she did preface it, Pam did preface it by saying we have boys in my... My husband and my boys love the Three Stooges. I know that's a generalization, you know, like women don't like the Three Stooges. I know some women who like the Three Stooges, but for the most part, it's a guy thing. The Three Stooges is a guy thing. So,
yeah, it is, but I think that they're so universally loved, if you think about it, it's still relevant today.
Well, The Three Stooges are still funny. I mean, it's just I laugh out loud at the Three Stooges when I watch the Three Stooges. I love them, and I'm in the minority. I'm a Shemp guy. Shemp's my favorite Stooge, and I know that you know people are like, "What are you nuts?" Because you know Curly, everybody loves Curly, and I love Curly. Curly's hilarious, but I'm a Shemp guy all the way. I think Shemp's the funniest Stooge. I think Shemp is the best Stooge, and he was the original Stooge when they first started. Shemp was the original Stooge. Curly was the replacement for him, and then when Curly got sick and left, Shemp came in. And then we don't have to talk about, really don't have to talk about the Joes or Curly Joe. but all that stuff is represented here. So there's a big bunch of history here in for the Three Stooges.
And Nick, I also want to mention, you know, part of this too, there's a 9-part documentary, on here, called Hey Mo, Hey Dad, which takes fans behind the scenes with the family of the Three Stooges, and they share footage and photos that nobody's ever seen before.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, this is really an incredible collection. There's no question about it. So all the Three Stooges fans, we got one more to give away. Why don't we go ahead and do that? Dan, we'll go ahead and do that. Let's do caller 6 this time. Caller number 6 at 312-981-7200 for our final, the best of the Three Stooges to give away with a 9-hour documentary and all kinds of incredible stuff. And all the this is the best. The best collection that you could possibly have for the Three Stooges. 13 discs full of Three Stooges. So caller number 6 will be our winner at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for more Three Stooges. Okay, Jeff, what do you want to tell us about that's being released soon?
Well, this week there's some pretty cool releases. One I liked a lot, The House with the Clock. In its walls.
That's a Jack Black movie.
That was
an entertaining movie. Cate Blanchett. They're both really good in it. That's kind of what carries it. That was an entertaining movie. And that comes out this week.
Yes, it's out this week. Also this week, The Predator.
Here's the deal about that movie. Nobody went to see that movie. Nobody went to see it in the theater. And it's the best Predator movie since Predator 2. With Danny Glover from years and years ago, Danny Glover and Gary Busey.
And a lot of people felt that way, absolutely.
And this is a very entertaining movie. Predator is a very, very entertaining movie, and I was really upset that nobody went to go see it, because it's action-packed, really good cast, Olivia Munn is in it, and right there, visually, you got something to enjoy. And Keegan-Michael Key and Thomas Jane are both part of the ragtag group of renegades who go after the Predator. Together, those guys are hilarious, and they're great in it. It's a very, very, very entertaining movie. Shane Black wrote and directed it, who has done a lot of great stuff, including Iron Man 3 and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He wrote Lethal Weapon. It's a very entertaining movie, and I'm sure that it'll do well on DVD and on Blu-ray.
And very timely, Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 11/9,
Michael Moore's documentary about the Trump administration and other things.
That's right. Also, Judd Apatow, loved Gary Shandling, and he has a really, really cool documentary called The Zen Diaries.
It's amazing.
Of Gary Shandling.
It's amazing. It was on HBO. I watched.
Yes, it was.
It's incredible. If you're a Gary Shandling fan, and that's available now too.
Yes, that's this week.
Yeah, and
I highly recommend.
Oh, it's great. It's really, really great. Judd Apatow knew him really, really well, and actually had access to his real diaries. So you get to hear from the actual diaries and actually see the we in his handwriting, the diaries, and it's very, very thorough. They talk to, you know, his family, his friends, the co-stars. There's footage that's never been seen before anywhere, and they talk about his entire career. It's a great documentary. It is really, really great. And I'm a huge fan of Gary Shandling, and I watched it immediately when it was on HBO.
Yeah, do you remember he called himself the spiritual warrior?
Yeah. It's a great documentary.
It really is. Yeah. And there's a couple of titles that came out in the last couple of weeks that I just wanted to mention that, I mean, number one on the charts is a Tom Cruise Fallout. I mean, people are
that
renting it like crazy.
Is unbelievable.
It's a great movie.
It's action-packed from beginning to end. Mission Impossible Fallout. And it's what's amazing about those movies, Jeff, it's very, very rare that you can have like six movies in a series and they're all good. That doesn't happen. That just does not happen. And this is the best one of all. This is the best Mission Impossible movie of them all. It's great. People should definitely check it out. It is great.
And it's a terrific cast also.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, besides him. And also, since last time, Denzel Washington and Equalizer 2.
Equalizer 2.
Which I liked a lot, which is big on the charts,
yeah,
too.
Let me stop you there for a second.
Go ahead.
We got our winner, and it is Paul. You have won the final collection here of the Best of the Three Stooges.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I'm very happy about that. They're so funny, way beyond their time, you know, when they, you know, with shows today like Impractical Jokers and Jackass, they were phenomenal for their time.
Yeah. Well, all right, Paul, congratulations. You got it. You are our final winner of the morning.
Appreciate it. I also want to say happy holidays. I'm always listening.
All right, buddy, take care. There you go. Paul's our winner. He got our last package here, the Best of the Three Stooges from Time Life, an incredible collection. And congratulations to all four of our winners this morning. Okay, you want to tell us a couple more things?
Yeah, in January, beginning of January 1st, a Night School comes out, I think, that on DVD, it'll do real well.
The Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, later in January, Halloween.
Ugh.
With I had high hopes for that, actually.
Ugh.
I know.
I did too. When I first heard, you know, when I first saw the trailer for it, when I first heard that they were doing it,
trailer
I was like,
good.
Trailer was great. Movie sucked.
Yeah.
But it made a lot of money. Made a lot of money.
Right.
No. And you know what? And I really hate to say that because Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. And anybody who listens to this radio show knows how much I adore Jamie Lee Curtis. But that was a bad movie.
Right. And also later in January, First Man.
Great movie
really,
that nobody went to see.
Nobody went to see.
And one of the best movies of 2018, First Man, which is about Neil Armstrong, played by Ryan Gosling. That's one of the best movies of the year.
But I think that people will discover it.
Yeah, but you know what?
I know.
This is a movie that should have been seen on the big screen. You know, I saw it in IMAX, and it was incredible. I mean, you know, I'm glad. I hope it gets a following. I hope people see how great the movie is. But and then when they watch it, you know, I mean, you know, people have, you know, giant screens in their home and stuff. But when they watch it at home, they're going to be like, oh, damn, I should have saw this in IMAX. And you should have.
Yeah, terrific movie.
Yep.
Also, February, The Girl in the Spider's Web.
Nobody went to see that either, and that was a good movie. What the hell's going on here?
I'll tell you another one. Another one that comes out on February 19th, A Star is Born.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
Well, listen, February 19th will be right after the Academy Awards. And it'll be right after it wins a bunch of Academy Awards, because that movie's going to be nominated for everything. Star is Born can be nominated for everything.
Well, especially music, too.
It's going to be Bradley Cooper's going to get two nominations. Lady Gaga's going to get a nomination. They're both going to get nominations for the music. It's going to be a big night for Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Well, first of all, it worked.
It's a terrific movie.
I mean, they had chemistry, and it worked.
Yep.
And last thing, March 5th, Creed 2.
In theaters now, too.
Yes.
Right now. Then that's another good movie. Lots of good stuff coming out.
All right.
Well, Jeff, thanks for coming in, and thanks to Time Life for the four winners of our Three Stooges. Have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
Looking forward to it,
yep.
Nick.
And we'll see you in January.
Okay,
all
see
right,
you then.
That's Jeff Tuchman, everybody. We'll take a break for the news, which is coming up right after this. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here till 5 a.m. It's Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday coming up. It's the Christmas edition of Fly Jams Friday because this is the last show of 2018. And we shall return again on January. I shall return again on January 2nd, on Wednesday, January 2nd. We have Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, and You Big Dummy all coming up. Yeah, but I want to welcome back to the show. It's always great to have her here. We miss her every morning, but at least she's here now. And live in studio is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
How you been?
Been good.
Yeah? Keeping busy?
Yeah.
What's
Yeah, just working.
Yeah?
Working, being.
Yeah?
You know, holidays and all that.
How are the holidays going for you?
They're going all right.
Yeah?
I'm trying to think what I've been doing. Oh, I went to the, I did the Chris Kindle market.
Oh, how was that?
With my mom.
How was that?
She didn't like it.
Why?
It was too much. Every booth was ornaments. She's like, I don't even have a tree. This is you. And I'm like, all right, geez, just acknowledge
she's got the Christmas
ornaments.
Spirit, huh?
Dang, Ma.
how long was she in town?
No, she just came,
just came in for that.
Yeah, I try to pull her out of her her suburban life every now and again. And I have my dad chauffeur her to the downtown area, and we just hang out.
Right. Well, that's cool, but yeah. She wasn't crazy about it.
It was just cracking me up because it was every stall
had ornaments.
Is ornaments.
Right.
It's, you know, the Chris Kindle market.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Christmas market.
Right.
But she doesn't have a tree because she's like, what do I need a tree for? I don't have any kids. So I'm like, okay. Yeah. I don't have one either.
I don't either. How does your dad feel about Christmas?
He likes it. You know what? We're not very Christmas. We don't get the Christmas spirit like some people do. You know, we try to decorate the outside, but not really. We get lazy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Slash, that costs too much money.
To do the outside?
Yeah, so much.
So your parents don't have a tree up? They don't have lights or anything?
No, they don't. I think she has a wreath. I think she got a wreath. I think.
You think she has a wreath? Went so far as to have a wreath?
Wait, what?
Went so far as to actually have a wreath.
Yeah, I think it's a fake one, though. It's not even a real.
That's all right.
That's fine. Yeah, you just stash it downstairs. I remember when I was a kid, we had a tree and stuff,
yeah.
But it was a fake one.
Yeah, we had a fake one, too.
Yeah.
I grew up on artificial trees.
Right, and you had to, you'd pull it out, and it was the metal hooks.
And it had each branch had a color-coordinated
little, yes!
on the end of it. Like, you would have to put the red one into the red slot or the blue.
Yeah, and then sometimes the sticker fell off, so you kind of had to figure it out.
You didn't know.
And the branches would fall off.
We had our tree. I got to say, I think that we had a tree that lasted, I mean, it had to be at least 10 years that we had.
Way
I mean,
more.
Maybe even more than that.
Yeah. And every year there'd be more of the branches just in the box,
like they would
that
fall
had fallen off.
Yeah,
just like, I don't know what we can do with these.
There's nothing you can do. Just put it up.
You glue it,
I guess.
You try to fluff it somehow.
You know,
the
first real tree I ever had, I mean, because we had artificial tree. I had an artificial tree the whole time I was growing up.
Mm-hmm, me too.
The first real tree that I ever had was when I was living with this girl Helena, who moved in with me in 2000. So the first tree I ever had was December of 2000. That was the first real tree, and she got it. She went out and got it. I was like, I don't know.
My parents got me one when
a real
I
one?
Came back from college. Like I think it was the first year I came back.
Uh-huh.
They were like, "Let's get a real one." I was like, "What is happening?
Why? Yeah. Well,
I don't know because they miss their baby.
It's funny because you know, like when you like meet you like live with someone or you hook up with someone who comes from a real tree Christmas. You know,
I don't know what that is. I was like, "What's the big deal?"
Yeah, no,
a
and
fake
this was a big deal.
Fantastic.
I thought so too. I was like, "You put it away, put it out. It's net. You don't have to water it.
There's no mess.
There's no pine needles falling all over the place." You can get that can spray to spray the pine smell if that's what you're missing. Yeah, you can get the air freshener for pine smelling.
Is that
air
really the big get?
That's one of the things.
Is that
people
why?
Like the smell. Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 They like the smell. So anyway, you know, the girl I was living with at the time was like, "No, we're having a real tree. There's no artificial tree." And we had just gotten. This was about that Christmas was about 4 months after we got Jackass and Bangs, and they took to that tree. They totally took to that tree. Like, they were drinking the water. We had to stop them from drinking the water that the tree was in. And, like, a jackass would climb up inside the tree,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we'd have to get him out.
Was like, he a tree? He was a climber?
In general, he was just
or
a jackass.
Did he just take to climbing the tree?
He just is a jackass. He would try to do anything.
It's like, oh, you like this?
Yeah, I don't
know.
This
is a lovely thing you brought me to climb.
Yeah, I'm going
to
climb inside and, like, hide. And he would hide. And he was a black cat, too. So yeah. He'd hide inside the tree. And we'd be like, where's Jack? And he's inside the tree. And then, meanwhile, the other one would be drinking out of the bottom.
You should have just let him.
Yeah. Well, no, that's, you know, there's like pine needles and stuff
whatever,
in there.
Whatever. It's they got in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's on them.
But yeah, so that was the first, you know, the first adventure was keeping the cats away from this new, you know,
right.
the fresh tree. And, you know, you got to sweep up around it and all that stuff.
It's the worst. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. But that
I
was the
don't
first
like
thing.
Then, decorating. Then you got to take it down. It's such a hassle.
Then I agree. I totally agree. But then when I moved in with Heather, I think it was the first year we had a real tree, and then mm-hmm. after that we went artificial for the other times that we were the Christmases that we had. And
I just don't get one.
Yeah. Yeah. How about those aluminum ones that revolve?
What?
Have you never seen?
What do you
one
mean?
Of those? They're like made. They're not green. They're like aluminum, and they're on a turntable, and they actually like revolve. The whole tree revolves.
But it's aluminum.
Yeah, it's like made of aluminum.
So it's a gray tree.
No. It's the material is aluminum. So it's like silver. You know what I mean? The color, it's like it's silver and the lights are already on it and you can, and it's got like weird lighting and there's the thing, this
I
was
haven't
big,
seen that.
This was big in the 70s when people were blowing weed.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? You drop
acid.
I thought
the big thing was spraying it white. So it looked
there was
like
that.
It had just come from the snow.
There was that too, yes. You could spray it white. Now, were you a garland family or a tinsel family?
Garland? I think we're garland.
Yeah, we were garland.
Tinsel is too much of a mess. My mother is way too much of a clean freak.
The other thing about that is, if you have cats, they will eat the tinsel.
Oh, yeah, no, and that's terrible.
Oh, yeah, and the poop is interesting.
Right.
Because there's tinsel just... At one time, because we had tinsel...
And I'm sure it could just drag.
Yeah. the girl who insisted on us having a real tree where we got Jackass and Bangs together. She and I got those cats together. She was a tinsel person, too.
No.
So not only were they climbing inside the tree and they were drinking the water, but they were pooping out tinsel. And at one point...
You're very festive cats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they became decorated. Because
exactly.
Right out of their butt, they had tinsel hanging out of their butt.
It's the Christmas spirit there.
I remember seeing Jackass walking down the hallway of our apartment, tinsel just like hanging out of his butt. I'm like, there's tinsel hanging out of the cat's butt.
It's like, I am being festive right now. Leave me alone.
I'm going to be as decorated as the tree. So, yeah, it's also not good for the cat to be chewing on tinsel.
No, it's not.
Drinking
it's plastic, I think, or whatever material. It's not a man-made, or it's a man-made material.
It is. And they're drinking pine water, having
that's
tinsel hanging out of their butts.
It's nature.
Yeah, that's nature.
It's natural.
Yeah. All right, so what's your plan for Christmas? You going to J-Town?
Yeah. Going home to J-Town, and then, so we don't...
Are you and V going to visit his family, too? Or?
Well, in my house, we don't celebrate on the day. We celebrate Eve.
Oh, so you're Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we're the big... It's like a New Year's, where we're like, it's midnight! Jesus is born!
Yeah.
And then we all hang out
depends
for a little bit
on the time
more.
Zone.
Yeah.
But, so...
And then, the next day, it's like nothing.
So
like people visit the day before. We do everything. We do the dinner. We do all that. And then the next day, it's just whatever.
Presents are New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the plan is, I go to my house, and V is supposed to.
You're going Christmas Eve, obviously, right? To
yes,
house? Yes.
To my house.
All right.
And then I'm supposed to go to his, and his plan was to come get me. His family lives in like Arlington Heights area up there. He was going to see if he could borrow a car from them. And his mother, this cracked me up. He just called her yesterday and asked, can I borrow a car maybe? Because to go pick her up. And his mom just goes, no, that's not happening. Because she read a Facebook post where someone said that V drives dangerously. He doesn't even own a car right now. So this is like past
hold on.
Things that have happened.
V's mother is checking out what's being said about V on Facebook.
Oh, she does it all the time. It cracks me up. But it was just so weird. She's like, no, I don't think that's not happening.
Was she not familiar with the way he drove before Facebook?
I don't know. It just cracked me out. Barry, he was like, if I could borrow a car. No.
That's funny.
No. Mm-mm.
That's funny.
It's like, okay.
That is funny. Wow.
Based on a Facebook post.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's... And I think he's crashed a couple cars. There's that, too.
Oh, well, all right. Well, you see, now that makes more sense than hearing something on Facebook or seeing something on Facebook.
But that was her first response.
Was no.
Was the
because
no.
Because of the
was
Facebook.
The, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well,
it'll be fun.
You have any plans for New Year's?
No.
Yeah, I don't do any. I don't do the New Year's thing.
You figured out like day before.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of New Year's Eve. Mm. And when I would actually go out on New Year's Eve, I was usually bartending. Like whenever
right, which is the best because it's just a good excuse that I have somewhere to be.
I remember one year specifically, 93 into 94. I was at Ginger's. And the great thing about that was Ginger's Ale House. It was me and just one other guy behind the bar. Just two of us. And it was private. It was a private thing. So people paid ahead.
Yeah.
So they were throwing money at us because it was an open bar.
Yeah.
So they had already paid a bunch of money to be there because they provided food and an open bar.
Mm-hmm.
All the money. I mean, I can't even tell you how much money I made that when it just split between two of us and we were in the weeds the whole night.
Oh, no. And it's the best, though, because and this is what I love about any of those kind of jobs, bartending, serving, any of that kind of stuff, is that it's like a blur.
Yeah.
When it's crazy busy, you're in the weeds. You don't know what's happening. Things are going exponentially wrong.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the night, you go, oh.
Oh, that's exactly what it was.
All
like,
right.
We were done. Everybody got out of the bar close to 3. You know, it was like 3 o'clock because it was a 2 o'clock bar, but everybody stayed a little bit later because it was New Year's Eve. So we got everybody out of the bar around 3 and the tip jar was overflowing with like 10s and 20s. And we were just like, so we counted the money and we split it between the two of us. Mm-hmm. And then we kissed. We were just like, it was, and he was a guy too. And we were just like, mwah, Happy New Year, baby. That was great. And I've actually been on the air a few times on New Year's Eve and rung in the New Year's. By the way, Steve and Johnny are going to be on.
Very nice. They did it last year too, right?
They did. Yeah. They used to do it regularly. That was their cheap date. It was the New Year's Eve, the cheap date New Year's Eve with Steve and Johnny.
Yeah.
And they have live music and all kinds of cool stuff. And then there were some years when they weren't, they didn't do it when I did. I think I did it. I think I hosted New Year's here maybe 3-4 times.
Yeah. So. It is a funny thing because it is literally just that precise minute.
Yeah.
All it's about.
That's it. And after midnight, it's like, all right.
And we're done.
For like 5 minutes. For 5 minutes, people kiss and make noise. Yeah. And then they stop and go, all right, let's drink more and get loaded.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a big New Year's guy. All right, Esmeralda, hang on. Our good friend Esmeralda Leon is with us here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. It's Friday, but it's the Friday before Christmas, so it's Fly Jams Friday, the Christmas edition. Okay, Esmeralda just broke everything.
Oh, no.
What did you do? Oh, you broke the mic. The mic just fell. Can you just get...
I just got moved.
Look at that. Esmeralda, she's not here. Well, there you go. That mic's gone. You gonna move over here?
Yeah.
All right.
No, it's fine. It's the bungee cord.
Oh, it needs to be. Oh, the mic needs to be pushed into the bungee the bungee cords to be held up on the thing.
Yeah, it's the bungee. It's fine. Right, it's fine. I didn't break anything.
Yeah, it's like we're gonna bring.
No, it's fine.
Is Adam's gonna come in and kill
it's
you?
It's perfectly fine.
It just fell out of the thing, Adam.
I
you can fix
it.
That. That's fixable, right?
No, it just has to go back in.
We can fix anything. This guy brought Fartenstein back to life. Let me explain that to you. He also, my headphones, one of the channels of my headphone.
And it went out? He fixed it.
Adam fixed it.
So he's technically the father of Fartenstein now.
Yeah, well, he's Dr. Fartenstein.
Because brought it back.
He brought it back. He is actually Fartenstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he wants to know. I'm Fartenstein now.
And now Adam has the reputation of Fartenstein.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. So welcome back, Esmeralda.
Yeah, thanks.
How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. Dan, look at Dan's here.
Yeah.
Hey, Esmeralda.
I think he's always here.
No, well, he was out for a little bit during the first segment.
Oh.
But,
oh, okay. When you said that, I thought like a day or two.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, Dan, literally, he just left the room.
He left the room for a little bit, and yeah. Now he's back.
Okay.
So
we should celebrate.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Hey, Dan, you've heard from Skip, right? Skip Skipley's on
the way? He's on the way, yes.
Okay. All right. Can you switch back to that microphone now? Because I can't see Dan. I have to have eye contact with Dan. Now Esmeralda is going to switch back. See how exciting this behind-the-scenes stuff is? See, now I can see Dan, and we can have a conversation like normal human beings.
I can't see Dan.
Well, you can turn around.
It's a lot of work.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. And again, I want to mention our listener Deanna.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
She got something for Esmeralda.
This is so really lovely.
Lovely stuff.
This lovely blanket, and then I love the little ornament. It's too cute.
Yeah.
And the card is gorgeous. Yeah. I'm assuming she made it herself.
I think she did. I'm pretty sure she did. And she is that kind of person, and she's great. I mean, she's incredibly generous year round, and she comes to all my film clubs.
That's lovely. And she spelled my name right.
She got stuff for my parents too.
Aw,
yeah,
that's nice.
So yeah, she's the best. But I wanted to make sure, Deanna, that you know that
yes.
it got back to Esmeralda.
Extremely grateful. Thank you so much. So, my cat is gonna love this.
that's now gonna be Smokey's.
Yeah, because she loves this material.
How's Smokey
really
doing?
Soft. She's good.
Yeah.
Trying to think where I last saw her.
Well, the last time that we talked, she had just had that operation or the...
She just had a thing removed.
Yeah.
And she was wearing her t-shirt.
That's right. You were telling me
she
about...
She was wearing a child's tank top. She was not happy about. I was hoping to get her in a onesie.
Mm. But oh, that would
not,
be cool.
But I could not find one that was big enough.
Big enough.
She's a large kitty cat.
Yeah. So, there's another, you got a 10th anniversary.
Yes.
Of You, Me, Them, Everyone.
You, Me, Them, Everybody.
Everybody. Sorry. How did I get that wrong? It's only a line from the Blues Brothers.
Yes, our 10th anniversary.
And it's at, is it at the Brain?
Yes, it's at the Hungry Brain where it all started. The Hungry Brain was closed for, I think, a couple years ago.
Oh, no. Come on.
No, it's fine. All right. Just a small period of time, and then it reopened, but the person who bought it was a long-time...
regular?
A regular, so it's still there. We still get to do shows, so we are celebrating our 10 years, which is...
Isn't that amazing?
Insane. Which is funny, because when I first started, I also lost my job in radio.
I know.
So look at that.
I know.
Another 8 years, and I'll get another one.
Well, we'll get the details. Do you have the details? We want to get those?
Yes.
We'll do that. We'll wait till after, because we got a break here for the news. But I wanted to make sure everybody knew. It's on December 27th, correct?
Yes. Thursday, December 27th, Hungry Brain, 6 p.m., I believe.
Yeah.
And
it's Brandon Weatherby?
Yes. Brandon Weatherby's hosting. I'm co-hosting. We have a multitude of guests. We're going to have Adam Selzer, author, kind of Chicago historian, I guess you could say,
yeah.
Adam Selzer. Jim Ryan is going to be on.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we got Jim.
Jim was just on with us a few days
ago. Yeah, we're going to talk to Jim Ryan. We're also having Daniel Knox, who is an amazing pianist. He actually just put out an album that is actually doing very well on the charts and... you know, national wise,
yeah,
is doing actually quite well, and we've known him for a very long time. He's done stuff for Brandon when Brandon was directing movies that no one saw. He was doing the music.
Okay, hang on a second, Esmeralda. We got more to talk about this, the 10th anniversary of You, Me, Them, Everybody. But we got a break for the news, which is coming up next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. And we'll get to all of our regular Friday features. And our great friend Esmeralda Leon is here. It's so great to have you back on the show.
Aw, thank you.
Just hanging out, talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have to vote on the dummies.
Yes.
You get to vote on your dummy of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an all-holiday-themed Fly Jams Friday coming up.
That's exciting, because... my one favorite song is going to be on there.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
And hopefully, for your appearance here this morning, we'll have some quality Lou Manfredini for Straight Out of Context. I hope.
That would be quite.
I really hope.
That would be the best Christmas gift ever.
Some straight out of context from Lou Manfredini.
That's all I need.
I was going to say, you're not a very demanding person, no. If that's what you want. So that's all coming up, 312-981-7200. We are also, we have a tracking device on the Bong Marine.
Oh, good. Oh, like Santa's sleigh?
Like Santa's, that's right.
The Bong Marine.
That's right. NORAD is keeping track on it.
Good,
and,
good.
And Skip Skipley is coming, and we're going to play a little bit of, what the hell's it called?
For the Record.
For the record.
Wow, man.
Do you know now, you know,
you know, have the radio show.
I know. Isn't that insane that I have a radio show? So you know what we're doing now. You know, remember the other game, Music IQ?
Mm-hmm.
We play that now when Jim Ryan comes in.
Oh, how does he do?
He won the first time.
Okay.
And we've only done it twice. Mm-hmm. He won the first time, and just this past week when we did it, I won.
Oh.
We tied. Dan and I tied.
Okay.
So we had to split the Jeep and the $4 million.
Ah.
So...
Just cut it in half?
Yeah.
Or do you...
Just cut it, we cut
Monday,
it right
Wednesday,
then.
Friday?
No, we cut it in half.
Okay.
He got the part with the engine. I got screwed.
Ah.
So, anyway. So, we're here, and we're hanging out. So, you were talking a little bit about some of the guests that are coming up on You, Me, Them, Everybody.
Yes.
It is Thursday, December 27th at the Hungry Brain.
Mm-hmm.
10 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you've known Brandon for longer than 10 years.
Probably 15.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, 14, 15 years, I think, from there, from that point.
And he always wanted to be a talk show host.
Yes.
Yep. No, well, that's, I mean, I've interviewed the guy.
Oh,
so,
that's what he said?
Well, that's
okay.
What he says. He always, like, wanted to have, like, a late night show. And,
got it.
And Brandon and I obviously shared share a love for the great Craig Ferguson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he loves Craig.
Oh, the best. He was the best. And we were talking about talk show, hosts and stuff a couple of weeks ago. And like who were the best and all that. And Craig to me is like right near the top of that. But for me, because of my how old I am, my generation, Letterman was the biggest like influence on me, like comically. I mean, Johnny Carson is the king. There's there's just no question about it. But for me, like Letterman was the one that, you know, I discovered him when I was a teenager, you know, and we talked about his, you know, he used to have a morning show.
Johnny Carson?
No, Letterman.
Or Letterman?
Letterman had a morning show when he first started. They put him on at 9 o'clock in the morning. And
where? In New York? Or
in New York, 9 in the morning on NBC. It was live. He had Edwin Newman from NBC News sitting on set.
Had to be exciting.
And in the corner, and they would cut to like news updates from him. But the rest of the show was... The rest of the show was just it was the weird kind of stuff that Letterman eventually started doing at 11:30 at night, which didn't,
at 9 a.m.
at 9 a.m. and that's why it didn't. It lasted one summer. It was on the summer of 1980, and I watched it every single morning. Got up at 9 o'clock and watched it every morning, and I thought it was just genius.
Mm-hmm.
But people, you know, like housewives and other people who are home who want to see your typical daytime kind of stuff, were like, "What the hell is this?"
Yeah, no, that's not the housewives. It's not for them. Some of them, I'm sure.
I mean, not just housewives, but people who watch daytime TV.
Exactly.
You know, like going, what is this? And because, you know, like now you've got like you've got Ellen, you've got The View, all those very friend. Because daytime talk is a lot different than late night talk.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And so he was doing like weird stuff at 9 o'clock in the morning, and people were like, what? And so it was Trucker Rich, our good buddy Trucker Rich, when we were talking about this, he remembered the morning show and a specific thing that happened. Letterman had like the oldest man in New York on the show to celebrate his birthday. And there were like 95 candles on this cake. They wheel out this cake. There were like 95 candles on the cake. And then they dropped a confetti and all the confetti started on fire.
Oh no.
And it shot off and it's the sprinkler systems went off and everything, and it was just live on TV. So there were like flames everywhere shooting all over.
Is that the last year that man was alive?
Probably. But yeah, that was I don't really remember what. I mean, I'm sure I watched it at the time, but I didn't remember it. But yeah, so we were talking about, you know, talk show hosts and stuff. And Brandon's great at what he does.
Yeah.
He is. He's really great. And I, you know, cuz I appeared on the show and he's great.
Yeah. We have our moments.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're great as the co-host.
There's a lot of times it goes off the rails, but that's like, to me, that's the best.
Mhm.
because we stopped caring at that point. When it goes off the rails, we're just like, we don't know what's happening now.
Right.
That always seems to me is
well, it's the that's
not TV magic.
Maybe the most thrilling
live show magic.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I understand what you're saying. I had an author on who wrote a book about an entire book, which, by the way, I got in the mail, Dan. I just got it this morning from Brad Schreiber. He wrote a book about accidents and stuff and weird stuff that happens during live theater.
Oh.
And it's a bunch of collections of things. And having done a lot of theater in my time,
yeah,
I had a bunch of stories, you know, obviously of like either maybe somebody in the audience doing something or mm-hmm. a prop messing up. And we were talking about, you know, when things go off the rails in live theater and how people handle it.
Yeah, that has to be different because you have a set. You have a script.
Have I told you the worst? The worst one?
The puking one?
Yeah. Where the guy vomited all over and he walked across the stage.
He thought it was a bar?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a bar, but not.
It was a set.
Yeah.
And he fell asleep during the show. And he had seen the show before. He and a group of guys had seen the show before and they mm-hmm. loved it. And, you know, because the show had a lot of drinking in it.
Right.
They thought they could just get hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed out drunk and then woke up, threw up, and then climbed over Steve Cochran and his mother, by the way, who were there that night at that performance.
Oh, boy.
Climbed out and walked onto the set, which was a bar, a mm-hmm. full bar, and the entrance to the bar, you know, the entrance to the bar on
yeah.
the set, outside that entrance down that hallway was the real bathroom to the theater. So he went out, and it looked like he went outside, like he went through the bar, vomited, went through the bar, and went outside. And then I said to the guy playing the bartender, I said, geez, you really overserved that guy. So we got a laugh. We actually got a laugh. But I was so. But by that point, at that point, it opened up the floodgates. People were like, oh, I guess we can just get up and walk around.
Oh, boy.
And people were like, got on their phone, and there was a guy walked across the stage, went backstage, and was like, yeah, I'm at a play. It's pretty good.
No.
So when stuff goes off the rails, it does go off the rails. And it's, you know, sometimes it's, I was so pissed. And
yeah.
And
no, I can imagine.
Because I directed the show, too, and co-wrote it. So it was a real personal show for me. And so, you know, and Steve Cochran was there.
And his mother.
And so, like, I remember at one point, my buddy Mike, who I co-wrote the show with, who was also in it, he walked up to me while the chaos had begun.
Mm-hmm.
He just walked up to me and he kind of like, he goes, don't, just take it easy, man. Just take it easy. Because he could see it. He was sitting across the bar from me
yeah.
on the set. And he could just see in my face that I wanted to kill somebody. And he's like, just take it easy, man. Take it easy. We got 40 more minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So
you can't even say anything. I mean, you can say something, but it has to be within the context
because
you don't want to break.
Exactly. And we had to stick to this, you know, the last, like, five minutes of the show is really sad, like really somber and quiet. By that point, we'd lost everybody. and I'm the last guy on stage. I was the last guy and I have to do this moment that's really, really sad as the last and the last person on stage. And it was so hard for me to do it that night because I had to feel sadness, but all I felt was anger and contempt. So, but now, okay, so do you guys have any stand-up on?
We do. Comedian Carly Kane, so she should be good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just excited about mainly Daniel Knox, just because we have a history with him.
Yeah.
And he has been on the show before. He's a good friend to
and
the
sings,
show.
And he sings, he plays
Brandon.
Piano.
Yeah, he has an amazing voice. He actually has a really great version of Last Christmas.
Is that right?
Yeah.
By Wham?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a very nice version.
That's
he has
awesome.
This very deep, brooding voice.
And you told me off the air he's a projectionist at the Music Box.
Yeah. So he cares, and it's funny sometimes. I'm friends with him on Facebook. You just see him post about other movie theaters that claim to show movies when it really is just a DVD that they're playing
right.
on their screens, and it's not the screen, what do you call it? It's not to the screen or whatever.
Right.
It's like overblown.
Right.
And because he cares so much, and he's like, they're useless.
It's funny. I hope he's there, you know, running Roma, because they're showing Roma in 70mm in January at the Music Box. And Roma is an extraordinary movie that trust me, on this show on January 7th, when Colin and Eric come down live for the year end.
Yeah.
You're going to hear a lot of talk about this movie, Roma. There's going to be a lot of discussion
good, though.
About Alfonso
Cuarón. It's very good.
It's ridiculous. ridiculously good, this movie. And it's a Netflix movie. And I really, you know, if that's the only way you can watch it, then that's cool. But in January, they're going to show it for a limited time, for just a week, at the Music Box in 70 millimeter. That's the way to see the movie. I've seen it twice. I've watched it twice with my from my screener, and it blew me away. To see it in 70 millimeter is just going to be insane. And I'm sure that he'll be there. Daniel will be there.
Probably
running the projection.
Yeah, he also had a hand in. They did a whole Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Thing, I think, earlier this year. Mm-hmm. He had a hand in curating that as well.
Oh, that's cool.
So he's very passionate about all that.
That's great, man. And he's going to be there.
He will. He'll all be right. performing.
All right. Very cool. And this is all, again, the 10th anniversary of You, Me, Them, Everybody at the Hungry Brain.
Yes.
And Brandon Weatherby and our good old friend here, Esmeralda.
Yes, on the 27th.
27th. Did I say it wrong?
No. Oh. But you didn't say it this time.
December 27th. Thursday, December 27th. I thought maybe I said the wrong date.
No, you gave all the details and I was like,
December 27th.
No, okay.
December 27th. There is a website, too. YouMeThemEverybody.com.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Esmeralda, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll take a break. One more with Esmeralda, and we've got a For the Record coming up, too, right here on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back to the hoedown. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We're here till 5 a.m. And all of our regular Friday features will be coming up in a special holiday edition of Fly Jams Friday. We're here till 5. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Esmeralda Leon is here. I was just pleasantly surprised to find out that you liked the movie Cemetery Man. You told me.
Yeah.
No one
knows that movie.
Well,
I don't think.
It's Rupert Everett. It's a great movie.
It's an Italian.
It's an Italian crazy horror movie.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. Rupert Everett. See now.
Hubba Hubba.
Yeah. See, and now that you tell me that you like Cemetery Man, I've got just a crap load of Italian horror that I can
see. But that's not like gory. It's not. At least I didn't think it was gory.
What, Cemetery Man?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little.
It is, but it's not like, oh, no, I'm going to dream about this.
Well, the thing about Cemetery Man is one of the reasons why it can get away with the gore that's in it is because of the tone of the movie.
Mm. Yeah, I like that, though.
Yeah. And there's a lot of crazy-ass Italian
comedy.
Movies that I think you would like. That's why when I said that you like you like Cemetery Man, then you have to see Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
Because Evil Dead 2 is that same kind of, it's hilarious. It's gross, you know, blood flying everywhere, hands getting chopped off and stuff. But.
Well, maybe I have seen that one.
It's, that's the one where he.
He's in the house?
He's in the house. Well, the first one in
the cabin?
First one and the second one are both.
But the second one is what the.
It's kind of exactly like the first one, except.
Yeah.
Except with crazier special effects and a lot funnier.
Oh, then I have seen it.
Okay, so you've seen Evil Dead 2.
So I've seen the second one, yeah.
Yeah, the second one's really funny. It's really funny, and he chops his own hand off, and as he's chainsawing off his hand, because his hand gets possessed and starts to slap him across the face and grab him, you know, very, very Three Stooges kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so as Ash is chopping off his own hand, he's like, who's laughing now? Is the blood shooting all over his face? That's the kind of thing. You know, and the TV show, the Ash vs. Evil Dead, starring my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo, that's the same tone.
It's
hilarious. It's just, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, that I don't mind.
Tell everybody where you bought Cemetery Man. You bought
it
on DVD.
7-Eleven. I mean, this was years ago.
Was it just like an impulse purchase?
Well, it was when I was working for Camel doing the...
That's right.
When I used to hawk free cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Smokers.
I got plenty of packs of Camels that back in the days when I smoked. I used to when the Camel person would come in,
exactly.
They were the favorite person in the bar.
Yeah, and I did the daytime, the weirdo daytime.
Uh-huh.
At a convenience store. So I was at the 7-Eleven just standing around cuz that's what mainly the job was until someone came in that was smoking. And I was looking, you know, they have the movies there sitting and they had Cemetery Man. I was like, "What?" And it was like really cheap, so I was like, I need to buy this right now.
A cheap copy of Cemetery Man bought from the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, the 7-Eleven knew what was going on.
That's right. It was a hip 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
A hip 7-Eleven. Cemetery Man. Dan, have you ever even heard of Cemetery Man?
I have not.
It's ridiculous.
It's so good.
I think I saw it like on an HBO or something like that.
Yeah. I saw it. Well, I saw it in the theater, obviously, as soon as it came out. Because the director has done a lot of crazy Italian crazy horror in the past, and so I was a fan of the director's, and I just went nuts when I saw it. I saw it a couple times in the theater, and I got it at home on DVD, and it's a great one.
It's hilarious.
Oh, it is. It's so good. It's so good, and that's another reason why I think you should see Dead Alive, which is an early Peter Jackson movie. Which is the same kind of tone. It's very, very funny, but it's insanely gory.
Yeah. I'm only grossed out if it looks too real.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but half the time, like, a lot of that really gory, and if there's a comedy tone to it,
then you
doesn't
should,
really
you
look
should,
real.
You should definitely see Dead Alive. Without question, you should
see it.
When you're watching Dead Alive, just go, you know what? This is from the director of Lord of the Rings. It's so weird that, like, you could see, like,
what happened?
His first couple of movies are so insane that you would never think that he would do this, like, really prestigious, beautiful adaptation of a J.R.R. Tolkien book. You know, like, you're watching Go Back in Time, like, the first time I saw Dead Alive, and like, in the future, he's going to do a really great version of Lord of the Rings. I'd be like, are you out of your mind,
no.
This guy? Are you crazy? So, but anyway, and I recommend buying movies at the 7-Eleven. Get a Slurpee and Cemetery. Did you get a Slurpee, too?
No. I was working.
Oh, that's right. You were working.
I was busy.
That's right. That's got it. How long did you do that job?
Maybe, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
Not too long.
I mainly drove
around, and then I ruined my car, so then I couldn't drive anymore. I ran over a raised manhole.
Oh, that's not good.
I didn't think it was that high up.
But it was.
It was, and it just tore apart the transmission.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. It's a very
Now, when car. You were doing this, what you have to do is you walk up to the person who's representing Camel.
No, I'm the person representing.
No, I know
Camel.
This is what you do as a patron.
Yes,
with your ID.
Yeah. Well, so what would happen was I would have to, because they didn't know. I'm just standing there.
Oh, okay.
Just someone standing there, and I'd go, "Hello, oh, excuse me, I see you're buying cigarettes." And if they were in the beginning, it was you would just give them, regardless of what they were buying, you would give them a free pack, and then it turned into only if they bought Camel.
Only if they bought Camel.
And then it turned into here's a coupon.
But that's that
for
was
like half off.
So and then it was just like coupons, right?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, because when I was a smoker and hanging out in bars, they actually gave you packs
right.
of cigarettes.
Well, so the thing was, because we were in stores where they had the supply, we would give them a voucher, and then they could go
right up to the counter and get it. Yeah.
So that was the incentive.
There were times when I would send my non-smoking friends up.
Oh yeah, no.
To get more packs of cigarettes for me.
Yeah, I when I have seen them, I get some from my friend.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
no,
like,
absolutely.
You're not going to stop. So here's a gift for me to you.
Here you go. All right. Hang on, Esmeralda. We got a break here. We got the news coming up and then more with Esmeralda. We're hanging out. It's Friday morning. All the regular Friday features are coming up. And we're going to play a round of For the Record with Skip Skipley. And that's coming up soon right here on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here. We're here until 5 a.m. It's Friday morning. It's the Friday morning before I take like an extended holiday. Esmeralda.
You sound sad about it.
I am. I like my job very much.
You don't have to go.
No, I know. But I'm just going to take some time off.
They just they lock you out. They're like, no, don't come back.
You cannot come back in here for this amount of time.
I can text you all through the overnight hours to keep you company.
Thank you. I'm sure I'll be awake.
You know what? Just come in for Vic.
Or that.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the guy you want in the newsroom. You want me in the newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
You want to trust the news to an idiot like me. That's a real...
It's all just you, big dummy stories.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what all it would be. During my entire newscast, I would play the Sanford and Son theme underneath it.
Oh,
prediction: the news would be a lot more entertaining, and the show would be a lot less entertaining. So let's keep it the way it is.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and I was just showing Jeff was kind enough. Jeff Tuckman, we gave away the incredible collection, The Best of the Three Stooges, with 13 DVDs, and Jeff was kind enough to have one for me. And so I was making Esmeralda very jealous. Yeah. I was showing her. Dan, she's like, what do? They like slap each other? They poke each other? Yeah.
Oh, someone hit somebody with something?
Yeah, that's pretty much what they
have. They get mad at each other, too? Is that?
And slap each other in the face. And
great. What's the next episode about?
They slap each other, and then they hit something over there. They bust crowbars over their heads and stuff.
How many hours of this?
85.
Wow.
85 hours.
Whew.
Yeah. My weekend is set.
It's a lot of violence.
Yeah. All right. It is. It's me. It's Nick DiGilio here, and Esmeralda's here. And I have to. I forgot I have to get a piece of paper because we have to score for the record.
Oh, I was like, what did you lose?
No, I didn't lose anything. All right.
A scrap piece of paper. You should have, like, in the library, they just have that pile of pieces of paper.
I should.
Just for just this.
just for keeping score. So we have this game that we call For the Record. And it's an 80s and 90s music quiz game that Esmeralda and I and Dan would, or I'm sorry, Skip, would do on a regular basis.
Yeah, Dan knows nothing about this.
Dan has never participated.
He just walks out. He doesn't even know why.
Yeah.
He just leaves.
And so what we do is we get these questions that are music related from the 80s and 90s. If we answer them correctly, we get a point, and then we win. Well, what is our prize going to be?
Have you had any zombie celebrities show up lately?
No, we'll have to have a zombie
offering
celebrity.
Offering their services?
We'll have to have a zombie celebrity show up. It's like, how about zombie Burt Reynolds?
Oh!
He'll show up and give you a ride in the Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, boy. Oh, speaking of, I saw Deliverance.
Ooh, huh? Did you like it?
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm like, what? I didn't know what it was about. I thought it was about something else.
Did anybody warn you about the scene?
Yes.
You knew about the scene.
That's all I knew about.
All you knew, squeal like a pig. That's
and the
it.
Little and the little boy.
And the little boy playing banjo.
Yeah. But half of these people are terrible.
Oh no, it's a crazy movie.
Ugh.
It's a crazy movie. Burt Reynolds is a badass in it though.
Yeah, I guess.
You like The Longest Yard better?
Yeah. He's a little, his cockiness was a little more charming.
In The Longest Yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much in Deliverance.
No. And he's mustacheless in Deliverance. Well, he's mustacheless in The Longest Yard, too.
Mm-hmm.
Except, the beginning.
Yeah, right.
So you get both Burts.
Yes.
You get mustached Burt and non-mustached
Did they
Burt.
Ever make a doll of him?
Like, I think they... I'm pretty sure there's probably...
You could rip the mustache
off. Oh, I don't know about that, but I'm pretty sure that there has to be an action figure
mustache
somewhere.
Not included.
You take the mustache off, put it back on, depending on the Burt you want.
Oh, of course.
Dan August Burt, no mustache. Yeah. So... All right. So anyway, those are the rules. It's a pretty simple game. There are different categories, and of course, can you understand and even see what's happening with the? It's Skip Skipley.
Oh, the Bong Marine showed up.
Hey guys, yes, the Bong Marine is here.
Yay.
How are you?
Good. Good to see you guys. Happy holidays.
Hey, how are you going to celebrate Christmas on the Bong Marine?
Well, you know, I can give you two guesses. since it involves Cheech and Chong.
Oh, okay.
So with bongs?
Yep.
Bongs.
Yep.
Okay. It's going to be a bong Christmas.
It's a different type of evergreen that we
have. Oh, come on now. Hold it a minute now.
All right.
Wow, Skip.
Wow.
All right. Skip docks in California.
Skip getting a good one off there, man. All right. All right, Skip. Well, thanks, man. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the invite. It's good
All
to
right.
see you guys, too.
And Esmeralda is here, and it's always a lot of fun. So shall we try to play this thing?
Yes, we will try to play the game.
All right.
First question is for you, Nick.
Oh, by the way, the cats are outside ready to hear Esmeralda sing. They're floating around. The raccoon from Skyscraper is also here, waiting for Esmeralda to sing. Okay.
Absolutely. Nick, the question category is yours.
What happened?
It'll also be your song once you answer it correctly.
If I answer it correctly?
If you answer, well, even if you don't answer correctly,
well, I have to sing the song first, right?
Well, I'm going to make you sing it after because it, it might give away the answer.
So. All right.
Question is, what was Toto's only number one hit? Was it Hold the Line, Rosanna, I Won't Hold You Back, or Africa?
Oh, man. It's between Rosanna and Africa. Africa.
You are correct. Now I sing us a line or two from Africa.
I don't really know the...
Oh, come on.
I walk 100 miles just to get away for you. Ain't nothing that 100 more could ever do. I lost the rains down in Africa. I watch the rains down in Africa. All right.
I just think of that dog. Have you seen that? It's just a little video of a dog prancing. He's one of like Shiba Inus. And he's like, it looks like he's dancing to Toto's Africa.
To Toto's Africa. Speaking of that, you didn't watch SNL this past week.
I watched the clip, though.
Oh, my God.
I'm on her side.
You're on her side. I am, too. I totally am, too. That sketch is brilliant. It's really,
oh, it's great.
It's brilliant. For those people who don't know, there's a sketch where there's a Christmas a gathering with mm-hmm. new neighbors, mm-hmm. And Matt Damon and Leslie Jones get into an argument about Weezer. And it's hysterical.
And which albums are the good ones?
Oh my God, is it funny? And that thing has blown up. I mean, it's gone viral. I'm telling you right now that this Weezer sketch, this SNL mm-hmm. Weezer sketch, is going to have the same sort of life as Cowbell.
Oh, good.
I really think so, because it's like taken out. People who don't watch the show watched that sketch and went, oh my God. And I watched it live, and I was laughing my ass off during it. I thought it was so funny and so weirdly specific.
Yeah.
You know, but
Leslie's right.
I agree with her too.
But was, fight me.
What was it? No. What did he say? You know what? With all due respect, but drink my blood.
Yeah. There's some good.
And for the rest of the, and I will say this, Esmeralda, for the rest of the show, Damon was hilarious.
Oh, he was.
He was really he was really funny on the show, like consistently in every sketch. He was really funny, but that Weezer sketch was just fantastic. All right. Are we ready to move on?
We are. Categories of the 90s. Esmeralda, the question is yours. Sixpence None the Richer had a 1999 hit with what song? All I Want to Do, Kiss Me.
Kiss Me.
That is correct.
Wow. That didn't take long.
Love that song.
Okay.
It's from the She's All That. Wait.
She's All That? Is that the one where...
Was it She's All That?
Yeah.
Is that the one where she's... Where she has glasses and takes them off and suddenly she's attractive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She also wears overalls.
Right, and then changes into a dress and takes off
hideous.
The glasses. And then it's like, oh my God, it's Rachel Lee Cook, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what's up?
Category is real name.
I don't understand.
What is country pop star Crystal Gayle's birth name? Is it Brenda Gayle Webb, Alana Sue Engel, Kelly Garita Morris, or Gayle Crystal Ball?
Wow. You can't change your name if it's Gayle Crystal Ball.
Oh, that is spectacular.
I'm saying A.
Brenda Gayle Webb is correct.
Oh, I knew that.
Of course.
yeah. Uh-huh. I'm the president of the Crystal Gayle fan club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's your favorite song?
The one with the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite the lyricist, Crystal Gayle Ball. Categories, you're on stage, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Who won the 1989 Grammy for Best Bluegrass Recording?
Oh, come on.
Was it the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, The Grateful Dead, Ricky Skaggs, or Chad Ravens? Who won the 1989 Grammy for Best Bluegrass Recording?
Ricky Skaggs.
Incorrect. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Oh, boy.
How amazed would you be if I knew?
That would be fantastic.
If I knew it, but then I go, yeah. And then in 1990,
they released this album.
The winner was.
I'm actually quite a huge bluegrass fan.
Let's break, okay?
Okay.
Skip. All
Sounds
right.
Good.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll have more of For the Record to see who is going to be driven around in the Trans Am by Zombie Burt Reynolds. So there you go.
Big Gary, but he was really, really nice.
What character were you?
I played the role of Mr. Gowan, the druggist.
What's going on? What happened there?
It sounds like a rap song. Like,
what was going
on
there?
It's the remix with Lou Manfredini.
Dan was working on a future segment.
Oh, Dan was working on a future segment. Yeah. And Skip's not familiar with the equipment.
Right.
That's what's going on. Skipley, everybody, he's back. He retired, but he's back.
That sounded like that Baz Luhrmann song about the sunscreen. Remember?
No.
Always remember to wear sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. God. With the music.
Okay.
Did you know one of our former one of your former colleagues is responsible for that song?
Wait, what? Who?
Mary Schmeek of the Chicago Tribune. That was based upon one of her columns.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go.
I thought someone we knew.
Yeah.
Somebody hung out at the Brain?
No, I don't know.
I could see Vic Vaughn actually. Right?
Yeah, Vic would.
Did you know Vic had a hand?
Well, Vic has had so many unbelievable adventures in his life.
Right, we shouldn't be surprised.
Exactly. All right, Skipley's back, everybody. We're in the middle of it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're in the middle of a lovely For the Record game. I am ahead 3-1, but that's because I have sung.
And I didn't know about
bluegrass. You didn't know the nitty-ditty-ditty-bitty-bitty dirt band.
Yeah.
Right. I know my Crystal Gayle.
Well, you're the president.
Yeah, that's right.
Fan club.
So, is my question, right, Skip?
Correct. One-hit wonder is the category.
Oh, boy.
Bardot's only hit came in 1988. What was the song?
Bardot?
Bardot. B-A-R-D-E-U-X. When We Kiss... Love Hangover, Yummy Yummy Yummy, or Manic Monday?
When We Kiss.
You are correct.
Do you know that song?
No, I don't, but I know the other three. I know who did the other three.
Got it.
I know the other three were not by that Bardot or Bardot or
Bardot.
Okay, sorry.
With an X.
With an X.
And a U.
Very nice, Esmeralda.
Wow.
I remember things. It just happened.
That just happened? Yeah, okay. That's good.
Sharp short-term memory. Mm-hmm. That's what they say about that, Esmeralda.
Yeah. She remembers things that happened a minute ago.
Correct.
Past that, no.
Okay, Guy Pearce.
Category's Mosh Pit, Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. In 1985, who replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer of Van Halen? Was it Winston Studi?
What?
Who is that?
Winston Studi.
Winston Studi.
I mean, they could fake it a little bit better, right? Than Winston Studi.
Well, let's make sure that's not
a real
human
being. Is that a real person?
Yeah.
Might be a real person.
Your other options are Tommy Shaw, Sammy Hagar, or Greg Gernes.
Sammy Hagar.
You are correct.
Yeah.
What was it, Winston Studi?
There is a Winston Studi in Flint, Michigan. I don't know if he is.
Oh, man.
Now, there's a Wes Studi. How is Studi spelled?
S-T-O-O-D-Y.
Oh. No, that's different.
Oh, I was thinking S-T-U-D-I.
Yeah, me too, because that's Wes Studi, the Native American actor who was in like Dances with Wolves and a bunch of other movies.
Oh, all right.
Wes Studi. That's the only Studi that I know. I thought it was S-T-U-D-I.
So close to
And he's
not.
Been in a bunch of movies. I think he got nominated for Dances with Wolves. I think Wes Studi got nominated.
Sure.
Yeah. He was just in Hostiles with Christian Bale from last year, a movie that four people saw.
Oh.
But it was really good.
Mm.
And really violent. All right. 4-2 right now. I'm in the lead.
We are in the second set of cards.
Oh, my God.
So close.
Okay.
All right, category is the 80s. Question is for Esmeralda. The duo Roxette was formed in what country? Was it Sweden, Ireland, United States, or China?
United States.
That is incorrect. Sweden.
They're Swedish?
Yeah. I remember them. You know, when they had their one or two hits,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't really... I think I was aware that they were from Sweden, but when it really was driven home was when Scotty Martin, who runs Simon's, insisted that Roxette be on the jukebox because they're from Sweden.
Wow. Was it an all-Swedish jukebox?
No, but he wanted to represent, like, ABBA's on there because they're from Sweden. ABBA was,
There was no one else.
I'm trying to remember.
You know what I mean? Like,
But
he wants Swedish artists.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Must be Roxette.
There, but no. He wanted. I'm sure he had other Swedish artists on there, but that's why they were on there, was because they were Swedish. That's okay. Why they were on the jukebox. ABBA was on there because they were Swedish, and well, also because ABBA's popular and the people would play them. I'm sure there are other Swedish. I know there was a Swedish metal band that was popular in the 80s. I think it was a bad hair metal band that was popular in the 80s.
Robin. Sure.
What's Robin?
Robin was a late 90s, early 2000s singer.
And now she's, but she's back. She's back.
Oh, was she Swedish?
Yes.
Oh. I don't know. Ace of Base was Swedish, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Were they on there?
All that I want is another baby. Wasn't
that? Keep that in mind for a future card.
What was their other hit?
The Sign.
The Sign.
What do you mean, other hit?
Well, wait.
Yeah, they had hits. I had their cassette.
They had more than two hits?
Yeah, they had The Sign, All That She Wants. Oh, man, what was that other one? Later on, like this was towards the tail end, they had It's a Beautiful Life. It's a beautiful life.
Oh, yeah. Was that them? That was them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the video, they're like
don't
in a
turn
bubble.
Around.
Don't turn around.
Never going to say I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You guys, what the hell's happening
Ace
here?
Ace of Base, man.
What's
they
going
took
on
over.
Here? Hey, what was the what was her name? Not Katrina, but she had that.
Who? What?
I'm trying to think. now I can't think of it. Now, forget it. I was thinking. She was. I don't know. She wasn't from this country, and she had. She had one name, and she had one hit. Oh, Toy Soldiers.
Oh,
Martika.
Oh, yeah,
Martika. So you remember Toy Soldiers, right?
Yes.
Okay. So. I go see, for my 40th birthday, my friends and I go to see, I had a connection at the House of Blues, and we got a box, and we saw Pat Benatar on my 40th birthday.
Okay.
Which I thought was appropriate, 40th birthday, seeing Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
With my friends and my girlfriend at the time, Heather, who would become my wife. And so the opening act was this band, and so Scott Oaken, my friend Scott Oaken, was there. As part of the group, and we're all up there having a good time, drinking, and you know, waiting for Pat Benatar to come out. And then, so this band comes out, and 2 seconds after this, the lead singer was a woman. 2 seconds after she walks on stage, she starts to sing. Scott goes, "That's Martika." Like he knew it literally. She sang like four lyrics. He goes, "That's Martika," and I'm like, "What?" He's like, "That's Martika," and she wasn't introduced as Martika. She was introduced. They were introduced as a band.
Mm.
They never singled her out. They were like, "Here's you know."
But she was before. She was like a single.
She was
Martika
when
artist.
She was solo artist back in the day when Toy Soldiers came out. But now she was with this band. This was whenever I turned 40, which when I can't remember
a million years ago,
2005. I turned 40. So anyway, we're there, and she's like and Scott goes, "That's Martika," and I'm like, "Shut up." I don't know if he recognized her or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, does he love Martika?
Well, he loved Toy Soldiers. So I'm okay. Like, get out of here. And so about 5 songs into the set, like right at the end of their set, they're like, and she walks up to the mic and goes, "I don't know if you guys remember this song, but I had a hit years ago with it. This is Toy Soldiers." And the place went nuts.
I mean, yeah.
And so they played Toy Soldiers. But so I got to see Martika.
Wow.
She opened up for Pat Benatar.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. We have the break here, Skip. You okay with that?
Yep.
Whose question is next?
It will be Esmeralda's. It'll be yours.
Me?
It'll be Esmeralda's song.
Oh, Esmeralda's song would be my question. That's a tease right there. The cats are going nuts. They can't wait through the news.
Wow.
4-2, I'm in the lead. So that's where we are for the record. All right, let's break here. News is up next. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We are here until 5 a.m. And we've got the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6. And then this is my last live show until January 2nd. And Dean Neal, he's Dane Neal's brother. No, Dane Neal is going to be filling in for me while I'm away, and we're off for the holidays. So for the last show of 2018, I wanted to have Esmeralda come down, Esmeralda Leon, who is so awesome. Thank you for coming down. I really appreciate it. And by the way, we want to say happy birthday to Trucker Dingo.
Happy birthday, Trucker Dingo.
Did Trucker Dingo, did you eat that baby? That's a reference to the Meryl Streep movie. That dingo ate your baby.
Oh, see, I was thinking that you were thinking of the Seinfeld.
Well, that's what that's from.
Right.
That's what Elaine is
referencing.
But
I would expect you to go to the Seinfeld.
Oh, but that's what Elaine is referencing. She's referencing Cry in the Dark. The actual,
so a dingo actually ate that lady's baby?
It's a true
baby?
Story. It's a true story. A dingo. Ooh. Dingo took her baby.
Oh boy.
It's not, and she got, she, it's a great movie, by the way, if you, mm-hmm. if you've not seen it, because she, you know, she was not the most pleasant woman in the world.
Oh boy.
And so, it became like, you know, this was like before, obviously years before social media or anything, mm-hmm. but it became a tabloid sensation. Like this woman was painted to be a lunatic and she's like, a dingo took my baby in the middle of the night. It was, and it's a true story. I know.
A dingo ate my baby.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby. So anyway, Trucker Dingo, happy birthday, buddy. He said he can't think of a better way to celebrate than just listening to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. All right. My friend Anthony Turnis' birthday today.
Oh.
Yes, he's a terrific actor, and I co-wrote Black and Blue with him. Mm. He's a very cool dude. All right. So, we're back here now. Esmeralda, can you understand and even look? Can you see?
Oh, is he back?
He came through the wall, and he's
not the coolest.
Sorry, he almost did a spit take. Esmeralda almost did a spit take. It's Skip Skipley. Oh. He went, yeah. I remember the one of the first times that I laughed my ass off at Family Guy was when Family Guy first premiered.
Mm-hmm.
It premiered in 1999. After the Super Bowl, because I remember they hyped the hell out of it.
Oh, okay.
Super Bowl was on Fox that night. Family Guy premiered after the Super Bowl. And the first time I laughed out loud was there's a courtroom scene in the middle of it. And then it became a running gag.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they've used that many a time.
But the first time when he came busting through the wall, or what does he say?
Oh, yeah.
He busts through the wall. The Kool-Aid guy busts through the wall. Oh, yeah. And then everybody's just kind of like looking at him.
Oh, no.
The best part is just him slowly stepping out through the wall. That was the first time I laughed at Family Guy. So, anyway, he busted through the wall, and it's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
He's getting stronger as the years go on.
Dan's going to get blamed for that.
Oh, boy.
He's on vacation. What is he doing?
Exactly. All right. Well, it's 4-2 in our music quizzington. That would be for the record.
It's fancy.
4-2, and I'm up. But now you get to sing because the cats have gone nuts. That you should have seen them during the news. They were so impatient.
I could imagine.
They started punching each other in the face.
Wow.
Yeah.
Their little paws.
They were little Three Stooges outside.
Sounds adorable.
Slapping each other in the mouth.
Aw.
All right. So Skip, is she going to sing before?
No, we're going to have you do the question first. Because she's going to know the answer. Ah. We don't know if you'll know the answer.
Oh boy.
Oh. Now, what? This is
wait.
Fair.
So it's my.
It'll be my question.
It'll be his question, and you'll provide us with
Got
the song
it.
Afterwards.
I will provide an answer. Hopefully, it'll be right. Even if it's not right, you will know
I'll
the answer, and you will sing
your answer.
All right.
Category is the '90s.
Yeah.
What group of girls had a hit with "Wannabe"? Was it Spice Girls?
What do you not know this?
En Vogue, Salt-N-Pepa, or Aspen's Girls?
Do you not know this?
Spice Girls.
That is correct.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
I got worried.
Esmeralda, the cats.
Do you have a favorite
waiting.
Spice Girl?
I think I enjoy Ginger.
Yeah?
She's all right.
It's all about Scary for me. I love Scary Spice. Love her.
Am I singing Wannabe or what am I singing?
Yeah, give us Wannabe.
All right.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Well, if you really want what you really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I wanna zig a zig. Ah, wait, there was more to that. I forget the other part. Don't you wanna be my lover?
If
you wanna be my lover.
Why do
you
know, I know this?
I was going to say, when I asked this question, I did not expect Nick to be the one providing the lyric.
If you want to, yeah, if you want to be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. If you want to be my lover, you gotta, slam your body down and swing it all around. Slam your body down and zig a zig. Ah, there we go.
Where's the, what about the you gotta get with my friends part? Friendship never ends.
Yeah, that's the other verse.
Oh, all right.
I think. Or was, or did I just completely omit that?
I don't know.
I think you might have.
I think you might have omitted. Why do I know that song better than you do? How is that even remotely possible?
Do you have a, what do you call those things?
What?
I can't think of it now. You know where you put up pictures of people? Shrine. Do you have a shrine?
Yeah.
To Scary Spice?
It was Scary Spice Shrine, yeah. She's Mel B, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I will say this. Mm. I enjoyed Spice World.
I heard it was good.
It's good.
I heard it was funny.
Richard E. Grant is in that. Here's the thing about Richard E. Grant, who will probably get nominated for an Academy Award this year.
He's always a stuffy British man.
Well, stuffy and drunk. Those are the two things he really plays.
Oh, he's in the, is he with
Melissa McCarthy?
Yes.
He's gonna get nominated for an
Oscar. Oh, he's that guy. Okay.
He's that guy. Richard E. Grant. Amazing actor. With Nail and I. That's all I'm saying. With Nail and I. It's a movie.
Oh, that's not the one with Melissa McCarthy.
No, that's Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Is that any good?
It's very good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, Richard E. Grant has the distinction of being not only in Spice World, and like, you know, he's like this sort of like classically trained British actor, and he's in Spice World. He's also in the movie version of Josie and the Pussycats.
Wow.
Featuring the aforementioned Rachel Lee Cook.
Oh, look at that. Coming together.
What is that? Rachel Lee Cook, Tara Reid, Rosario Dawson.
Yes.
And that's it, right?
Someone else.
And someone else? Is there a fourth band member?
No, actually.
I think it's just a trio.
Yeah.
So it's Rosario Dawson, Tara Reid, and Rachel Lee Cook. Another movie I liked. I like both of those movies. So, all right, what the hell? So you got that for singing.
Yes, she did.
So it's 5-3 now, and then, now it's Esmeralda's question, correct?
That is correct.
All right.
Category is real name, Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. What is the international pop singer Basia's birth name? Is it Florence Basia, Basia Triskalaka, Patricia Shorts, or Basia Nova?
I'm going to go with the first one.
Florence Basia is incorrect.
Basia, is it Patricia Shorts?
No, it's Basia Trukalakska.
Ah, it's because you not, said it wrong.
It's not Winston Studi.
It's not Winston Studi, as far as we know.
All right, what's next?
Category is you're on stage for you, Nick.
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right.
Who,
Esmeralda, you called it. Who won the 1990 Grammy for the best bluegrass recording?
I'm not going to tell you.
Your options are.
I'm not going to tell you. Well, let me tell you something. If one of the options is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, that's what I'm going with.
Was it Nancy Griffith, Willie Nelson, Howie Shaybar, or Alison Krauss? Again, your options are Nancy Griffith, Willie Nelson, Howie Shaybar, or Alison Krauss.
You know, I know Willie Nelson has done some bluegrass, so I'm going to say Willie Nelson.
That is incorrect.
Good.
Esmeralda, you don't want to ruin it, do you?
Harvey Shaybar.
Alison Krauss.
Alison Krauss.
Really? Oh, you know, who's the one who does jazz?
Diana Krall.
Oh. I was thinking.
Yeah. All right. 5-3.
Okay.
Is the score. All right.
One Hit Wonder is the category. And the question is for you, Esmeralda. Mm. What was Danny Wilson's lone U.S. hit? Was it Mary's Prayer, Come On Eileen, Runaway, or Turning Japanese?
Again, process of elimination.
What was Danny Wilson's lone U.S. hit? Mary's Prayer, Come On Eileen,
okay.
Runaway, Turning Japanese.
The first one.
You are correct.
Yeah. Okay. Because we know all the other artists.
Well, I couldn't think of who Runaway was.
Well, there's two of them. There was There was Bon Jovi had one.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You're a little
She's
runaway.
A little runaway. And then there was...
Do you like that we sang that and I sang... We both sang completely different lyrics.
What's next?
Category is Mosh Pit. Final question.
Oh, well, you can't win, Esmeralda. I get to drive around with Zombie Burt Reynolds.
Hope he bites you. It would be an honor.
By the way, we will be chased by... I forgot about this. We will be chased by Zombie Jackie Gleason. I totally... and while we are tailing Zombie Jerry Reed. So that's that's all going to happen.
Wow.
Is this going to happen right after the show?
He's waiting outside right now.
Oh, that's the real reason he's
We got the rig
vacation.
Outside. Zombie Jerry Reed is outside in the rig. Zombie Burt Reynolds is in the Trans Am. And Zombie Jackie Gleason is a couple blocks away in the Trooper.
It's going to be an interesting morning of traffic.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't you wish you were still reporting?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is the last question.
Yes.
All right.
Category is Mosh Pit. What Woodstock 94 participant performed their hit Shine? Was it the Spin Doctors, Collective Soul, Blind Melon, or Chrome Dome?
That's Collective Soul, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I was going to say they could have tricked you because Chrome Dome, Shine.
Oh.
It's shiny.
Oh.
But I think that's always, a real band.
I always liked the term Chrome Dome for a bald guy. I always loved that. It's one of my favorite terms. Oh, look at Chrome Dome over there.
That's all. It only works if it's very shiny.
Yeah, I know, but it's still. But it's,
you
I just,
can't have
it's,
a dull does anybody, bald head.
Does anybody say that anymore about bald guys?
I don't know. It's not 1985 in a teen movie.
How's it going, Chrome Dome? Seriously, one of my favorite terms ever is Chrome Dome. I want to get their album, Chrome Dome. Chrome Dome's greatest hits.
We have to find you some bald guys.
They're Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, were they on the jukebox?
Yeah, they were on the jukebox. We used to play Chrome Dome all the time at Simon's. Chrome Dome. You know, that should be a wrestler's name, a bald wrestler.
Chrome Dome?
Yeah, here comes Chrome Dome.
He'd really have to shine up his head.
Yeah, that would be good.
And he'd wear metal. Like, he'd have, like, a metal outfit.
For his entrance, they would shine a single light on his head, and it would reflect like a laser
beam.
Blind
everyone.
Blind everybody. Like Eric Bloom blinded that guy. Eric Bloom's the lead singer for Blue Oyster Cult. And Blue Oyster Cult, you know, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah.
Okay. And Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
They, in the 70s, they had this legendary laser light show.
Okay.
Like, that's what they were known for. Like, it was like you go and see it, man. Oh, man, lasers everywhere. Mm-hmm. You'd blow weed, and there'd be like 5,000 lasers and stuff.
Yeah.
And there was this, the Eric Bloom, the lead singer, would come out in flowing robes and stuff.
Of course.
And he had a ring that he wore that had a laser shoot out of it. And he would like walk out on laser beams. They would have laser beams. I saw this show before, but then they kind of outlawed it. They had to cut down on it because apparently somebody had the ring laser like hit some dude's eyes.
Oh no.
And like he had eye damage. But of course the rumor back in the 70s was, hey man, did you hear what happened at the Blue Oyster Cult show, man?
What?
Oh man. Eric Bloom. Laser beam pointed at this kid's face, eyes blew up. His eyes blew up in his head.
You would think would lose a lot of money because of that, because no one would want to go to the shows. Right. Well, yeah. Like, I don't need my eyes to blow out of my head.
This is so cool, man. The guy's eyes blew up in his face, in his skull, because Eric Bloom pointed the laser at him. The kid's eyes blew up.
Or people would want to go because they want to see.
That's what they got. Everybody would be like, man, it's so cool, man.
We got to go see.
Guy's eyes exploded right in his skull, man.
Eyes explode. We need to go see Murder.
Yeah, let's go see Blue Oyster Cult just in case somebody gets killed with their eyes exploding, man.
Oh, my gosh.
So they had to cut down on the lasers.
Yeah. I would imagine that seems very muddled.
What do you mean?
All the lasers. Just seems like most of the lasers would get lost amongst lasers.
I will tell you, it was crazy. It was really impressive. I mean, it was
at one point, it's just a blob of light.
It's just crazy lasers everywhere, and, you know, lasers that writ, you know, that would write letters on screens and stuff. It was, ELO did the same. Yeah, Godzilla. But it would. But yeah, so that was the thing though. Like Eric Bloom would come out with the ring,
right?
And then people's eyes would blow up out of their skulls. And then the guys in the 70s would blow weed and go, "Man, let's go see some guys get their eyes blown out."
Sounds like a villain. The robes.
He'd come out with robes
and a laser ring. Yeah. His name blows people's eyes out.
Eric Bloom is his name. who, by the way, in the cowbell sketch is portrayed by Chris Parnell.
Oh, okay.
That's the guy. That's the guy that Chris Parnell is playing.
Is he that spittly, or they were just like, "Here, you do it"?
No, he was the one who had the bad. Eric Bloom had a bad mustache, and so yeah, that's who he played.
Okay.
So, but anyway. I thought maybe you'd want to hear about the Blue Oyster Cult eyes explosion.
It's the longest time in a long time that Blue Oyster Cult
ever got mentioned. Yeah. All right. They've got to be on reunion circuit, right?
Probably.
Blowing people's eyes out at show.
They can't afford that anymore.
All right. Let's take a break. We're gonna do the weather, and then we will come back and wait. What the hell are we doing? Oh, we're doing you big dummy. So get ready to vote, Esmeralda. Okay.
Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. And you know what this theme song means. We're back. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Coming up is the opening bell, and coming up is the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on WGN Radio. It's time for You Big Dummy! This is when we take real news stories and we read them, and they've got real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. Read them, we vote. And then we crown the dummy of the week. Esmeralda Leon is with us, and she will be voting this morning. So let's get to it. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. An escaped inmate who tried hitchhiking was arrested after he flagged down a law enforcement officer. Greenup County jailer Mike Worthington told The Independent that the man was being transported on Tuesday to face charges in another county. He managed to escape custody, made it to a nearby highway where he tried to flag down passing cars for a ride. Worthington said the person who stopped was a campus officer at Morehead State University who saw handcuffs hanging off of one wrist. Worthington says the man was taken back to jail and now faces an escape charge.
You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. A driver who tried to avoid tolls by covering part of their license plate with a sticker from a package of chicken wings has been ticketed. A sergeant pulled over a white Ford Mustang at about 8 p.m. on Tuesday for having a partially covered license plate. Police said the driver had apparently tried to avoid paying the toll on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge by using the sticker receipt from a package of Safeway teriyaki chicken wings. The Posted said, well, sure enough, the driver had used his receipt from a pound of teriyaki chicken wings he had bought at Safeway earlier in the day, ripped it in half, and used it to cover two digits of both the front and rear plate. The driver was cited for having an obstructed license plate and driving on a suspended license, and the car was impounded.
Get lost, dummy.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy, but after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
All right, why don't we break here, and we'll finish him up afterwards. We got... three more dummies to get to, and then we shall vote. So there you go. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk or text. And yeah, so we've got You Big Dummy, we've got Straight Out of Context, and we got Nick D Show Spies, and it's the Christmas version of Fly Jams Friday. So if you have any holiday inspired or Christmas related Fly Jams, funky songs, R&B, DJ Shagru will be here to spin the holiday flavored fly flavors. 312-981-7200 for your requests. Let's take a break. The news is coming up right after this on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How's it going? We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. It's Friday morning. It's the Friday before Thanksgiving, so our fly jams are going to be all... It's Friday before Christmas, not Thanksgiving. Sorry. Thanks for pointing that out, Esmeralda. I just got out of my DeLorean. That's why I was just thinking that.
Just a month ago.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. It's the Friday before Christmas. So we have Christmas-themed fly jams for you this morning, and we have all of our regular features coming up too. The opening bell is coming up at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. So let's get back to You Big Dummy. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. By the way, you can see this dummy on our Facebook page. So that's another reason why you should like us on Facebook. Check it out right now to see this dummy. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. A surprised traveler on a Russian road captured video of an unusual car covered in thousands of plastic cups. The video shows the cup-covered car traveling on a road near Bryansk. Being filmed by a passenger in a nearby car. Writing in the back window of the car states that there are 2,700 total cups stuck on the body of the vehicle. The car is plastered with a huge amount of plastic cups as it rides along to Bryansk City, the filmer wrote. So you got to see that.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A Houston man's doorbell camera captured the moment a would-be burglar was chased away by the neighborhood's protector, a stray chihuahua. Chester Wells, a property investor, recorded the incident last week when a man riding a bicycle and carrying a large stick approached the front door. The man appears to attempt to break into the home, but is startled by a barking chihuahua. The barking call caused Wells' Ring app to alert him, and he activated an alarm, which caused the burglar to flee. The video shows the man riding away as the chihuahua chases after him, still barking. Wells says he believes the small dog to be a stray, but he has decided to name the canine McGruff in honor of the crime dog.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. An escaped inmate is back in... Wow, a lot of escaped inmates. A couple of escaped inmates this week. An escaped inmate is back in custody after being found soaking in a hot tub at an Ohio senior living community, still wearing her yellow jail outfit. The Pike County Sheriff's Office says the 34-year-old woman fled while being booked on drug possession charges on Tuesday. She was captured several hours later when a 911 caller reported the woman sitting in a hot tub at the senior community's activity center. Authorities haven't explained how or why the woman ended up there. His office said the woman is being charged with felony escape in addition to the initial charges of alleged heroin possession.
Well, if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. something for you right here. Want it, dummy.
All right. Okay. All right. We have to vote now. Let's we'll go around the horn here. And let me remind you of what we had. We had the escaped inmate who flagged down a law enforcement officer for a ride. We had the guy who covered his license plate with chicken teriyaki sticker to avoid tolls. We had the guy whose car is covered in 2,700 plastic cups. We got the guy who was scared away by a chihuahua. And we have the escaped inmate who was found in a hot tub at a senior center. This is a good week. Good week. All right, Dan, what's your thought process on these dummies?
It is a good week with a lot to dig into. You know, number one, you don't hear the term jailer too often now. You know, that's his job. I'm the jailer.
Yeah.
My inmate escaped, and I eventually caught him. And so, obviously, the rich irony there. With number three, it's one of those, like, it's so impressive, it's kind of cool, but then you realize that probably took, like, 15 hours to do.
And yeah, 2,700 plastic cups.
Yeah, probably should have been doing something better with your time. Nice McGruff mention with number four. And number five, I love the fact that she's just like, you know what, I'm just going to hop in the hot tub, even though I've still got my yellow suit on.
And I'm only 34, and I won't stand out at a senior center. <It's>
whatever. I know I'm going back. I'm just going to enjoy this hot tub while I can. But everybody enjoys a good chicken teriyaki, and if you can get out of tolls while enjoying your chicken teriyaki, I mean, that's pretty fantastic. So I will vote number two.
You're voting chicken teriyaki wing sticker dude. All right. All right, Esmeralda, welcome back to voting.
Oh, thank you.
And so what dummy do you think was the dummiest?
You know, I think I got to go with chicken teriyaki wing.
Wow.
Covering up guy. Only because I was thinking, oh, well, maybe he could play dumb and be like, I don't know how that got there.
Yeah.
But it was on both
sides.
Wait a
minute, was that the tall guy from The Simpsons? Yeah.
It's also this guy. So yeah, the cup thing is impressive.
Yeah,
I wonder if it's solo cups. Did he do different colors?
The video.
Oh, is there a video?
Yeah, we can see it on Facebook if you want to check it out.
It's
on our Facebook page.
It seems to be all the clear 12-ounce.
Oh, the clear. Well, you know, he's got to see.
Wait. So it was on the windows.
The whole car, I would imagine.
Oh, it's not on the windows.
Oh, okay.
On the windows?
No, but kind of, you know.
I like that neighbor. Not on the windows.
Well, then it's not as not as impressive. Should have had them right all over the windshield, too.
I mean, they are facing out.
Right.
And they are also on the, they're on the side mirrors as well. So if it rains, he could, in theory, have it, you know.
So they're facing. Oh, that would be so messy.
Oh, boy.
So the cup side is facing out?
Correct.
That seems messy because anytime when you're driving, birds can fly in.
Oh, yeah.
Dirt.
You don't want that.
No way.
Come on.
Maybe he wanted some souvenirs.
from all his trips, yeah.
That's right.
Oof, and in the front, you get all the bugs. Ugh.
Yeah.
No, I like chicken teriyaki.
You're going chicken teriyaki. Man. Okay, that's the winner. It doesn't matter what I vote for because it is a democracy here.
Mm-hmm.
But I just the chihuahua thing. I just love that the guy was scared away by a chihuahua.
So this is a stray
chihuahua that nobody, and they just named him McGruff.
I like that the chihuahua thought like that man is doing wrong.
Right, I know. Is that.
That's how all people should be.
Exactly.
How about your fellow species?
Look to the chihuahua for inspiration. That's what
this holiday season. When you're stealing packages,
think about that chihuahua.
The Christmas chihuahua.
McGruff, the Christmas chihuahua.
Did you see that video of the guy, the NASA guy with the fart
spray? It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Pretty fantastic.
I love that.
I know. I think it's great.
Sell that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was like a viral sensation over the past few days.
That was so satisfying, though.
Yeah.
To watch them.
Absolutely. It's great. Or if either that or get NASA man's glitter thing or just get the Christmas chihuahua.
In a box.
McGruff in a box.
That might go wrong.
McGruff in a box. So, all right. Dan, let's break for weather. right?
Yes.
And then we come back. We got Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies. And then we got the Christmas You Big Dummy. No. The Christmas. You know, and I got a pretty I got to say, I got a pretty good amount of sleep last night. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me this morning.
I don't know.
Esmeralda, maybe you're making me loopy.
I'm rubbing off on you.
Yeah. Anyway, it'll be the Christmas version of Fly Jams Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a very pleasant Blackhawks Express to play back from last night's game. And I'm not kidding when I say, well, this isn't very hard. This isn't very hard to believe. That was the best hockey that the Hawks played all season last night.
Oh, boy.
I mean, they played a really good game. It was by far the best hockey they've played all season.
It's good and bad.
Yeah. So, all right, let's break here. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context.
Context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN here till 5 a.m. And we're back to our Friday features again, and this is Straight Out of Context. You know this. This is when you listen 24-7 to this radio station, and whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, and who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And hopefully, because Esmeralda's here, hopefully we'll have some Lou Manfredinis.
It'll be a Christmas miracle.
All right. Are we ready, Dan?
Brian heard this one of Justin Kaufman.
Is this something you pull out every year?
Just every year? Uh-huh. Just once a year?
Okay.
Paul emailed this one of you.
It's not getting the kind of exposure that it deserves.
Well, when it's once
a year. I had to have been talking about a movie, right?
Correct.
Which movie was I talking about?
I don't remember.
I don't know, man. I don't listen to the show.
I'm talking to Skip. I don't care, man.
All right. Well, what's next?
Dirty Dave sent in this one of Anna DeVlantis.
Brown I'd love guys. To see you two do this? It. You two should go do it.
Oh, man. Quality. All right.
Brian J. heard this one of Eric Childress.
He knows what he wants, and he's going to, you know, just kind of get it over as quick as possible.
Aw.
Okay.
Jesse emailed this one of Lou Manfredini.
Yeah.
How about we go outside a little bit later on, and I want you to walk around the home and really kind of, you know, bend over.
That's for you, Esmeralda. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
And finally, Hawk of May sent in this one to Patty Vasquez.
See, he would pull something.
A lot of pulling,
yeah.
Things.
Yeah. Now that's probably going to be. You'll probably be part of the show. Well, I'm not going to be on next week, so
2 weeks,
couple of weeks away. All right. Well, there's your Straight Out of Context, and what about we try this?
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Like us.
That's right. This is Nick D Show Spies. You know what this is. This is when you listen 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay.
Four clips this week. Our spies were Brian and Peter in Decatur. First up, Cochran was plugging your weekly appearance. It just also happened to be in the midst of some hockey talk, and he found a way to combine the two.
Speaking of hockey, Nick, of course, played for the Blackhawks for a very short period of time. They thought it was a little too weird to stay with the team. But he's a huge Hawks fan. We'll get to him coming up.
I was too weird to play with the team. Okay. Yeah, it's a true story.
Well, you did. You do have excellent goal hitting puck skills.
What was that?
Right? Because you hit that one time.
You did well in the
I did shoot. I did
shoot the puck.
There you
I did.
Go.
Or, I did well as Esmeralda put it, goal hitting
puck skills. Puck
skills.
Yes, yeah. I do. I'm a sniper. I
there
did,
you go.
I did shoot the puck during an intermission, and I sunk both shots and won some money for a good organization.
That's a shame.
And you can see that video, by the way, online or something. Of me shooting the puck. It was a thrill. It really, truly was amazing. And I was a nervous wreck.
It's a shame you're too weird for the team.
Too weird. But they know talent when they see it. All they got to do is look at me shooting the puck back in 2013 and realize just how amazing I am.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right, what's next?
Next up, Dean Richards was talking about how it's nice to have critics who differ in opinion but still respect each other and can respect each other's opinion.
Really?
And led to a texter mentioned one movie you guys disagreed on.
Gotta be Bohemian Rhapsody.
We got a text in. I was talking about how I enjoy when critics get together and can share views and disagree and agree and so forth. Here's one that says, Dean, I enjoy listening to both you and Nick D regularly, but I'm sometimes astounded how different each of your movie reviews can be, especially with Bohemian Rhapsody. The listener says, I enjoyed every frame. Nick hated it and said he'll make it one of his worst films of the year.
Oh, my.
I gave it a very positive review. I did also love it, but I say... How great that everyone's got a different point of view. I mean, reviews are just opinions.
Right.
We're not writing the Bible here.
No.
We're just giving our opinions of movies, so of course there can be different points of view.
Yeah. Doesn't mean Dino and I don't get along. We get along famously. He's wrong about Bohemian Rhapsody, but... Okay, what is next?
What is next is you and Patty were lucky enough to talk to Robert Zemeckis, yes. And she talked a little bit about the experience.
Oh, man.
Nick and I had the incredible opportunity to sit down with filmmaker Robert Zemeckis last week.
Wow.
We were at a screening of Welcome to Marwen, and it is a movie that I have to see again. I just get the chills thinking about it. And then we sat down and talked to him, and I had to work really hard not to geek out. Nick asked wonderful questions. It was a great back and forth, and it was such an honor to not only interview Robert Zemeckis, but interview him with Nick Gillio.
Yeah, that was amazing, Esmeralda. It was amazing. The man who made Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Esmeralda.
Is that all you asked? That's the B-roll.
I did mention Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and I told him. How I think that Bob Hoskins' performance is wildly underappreciated, mm-hmm. and how great he is. And I was like, he not only got the style right, the accent right, but it's an incredible performance because he's basically acting with no one.
Yeah.
And Zemeckis says, during the making of the movie, Zemeckis goes, I went up to Bob and I said, you doing okay? And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm fine. Sometimes I get even less from real actors. Great. By the way, a really fun interview, a great interview, and he's one of my heroes, and it was really an incredible honor to meet him and to interview him. And that we have got the podcast up at WGNRadio.com if you want to hear me and Patty interviewing the great Robert Zemeckis. And don't listen to most critics, because a lot of the critics are not liking Welcome to Marwen, and it's a terrific movie, and mm-hmm. I'm hosting a screening of it tomorrow night at the AMC Rosemont 18. At 7:10, if you want to come out and see it. All right, we have one more, right?
We do, and it was a conversation that Mary Sandberg Boyle heard between you and Mary, and then Mary Vandeveld, and she brought it up a little bit later in the show.
You were talking to Nick about how you're behind on your cookie making.
Yes.
And how'd you get behind is the one question Nick
I didn't
had.
Start early enough.
I know, but the days got away from you, or is it because of the new grandbaby?
Both. I just lost a good, a little bit with the grandbaby, and I don't know. I just haven't had time.
Mm. Wow. I wonder if she finished. Oh, she has to bring them in today, right? She's bringing the cookies in today.
That's today.
Oh, baby, get in here now!
But I think that's going to be in strange.
Wow. Yes, it probably is. All right. Should we do the thing and then break for the thing?
Yes, tap dance for me.
It is Christmas time, which means this morning's Fly Jams Fridays. If you're going to make a request at 312-981-7200 to DJ Shagru, who is wearing a Christmas tree hat.
Oh, is that all? Everything else is the same?
Yeah, everything else is the same, but just he's got a Christmas tree hat. Esmeralda.
When I grew up on the farm.
There he is. All right. Go ahead. Finish the tease.
He's so insistent. You see that?
He's like, Orion's like, shut up, Nick. Anyway, get your requests in, but they are Christmas or holiday-related fly jams. That's the theme this morning. 312-981-7200. Viggity, viggity, Vic is running around like a lunatic in the newsroom. I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki, and Esmeralda the Heart Melda is actually here for a Fly Jams Friday. Let's get the thing with the thing.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
All right, it's our annual Christmas Fly Jams Friday. We got all holiday-related fly jams, and if you're making requests, get them in here, 312-981-7200 for your holiday fly jams, and we will commence that after the news. It's a fly Christmas. We're going to have a fly Christmas, Esmeralda.
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I was trying to think of the flyest way to say that.
That was fly. That's Dino whispers, it's Christmas.
Wait.
Dino.
He whispered?
No, the song is called Whispers, It's Christmas.
I think the artist is The Whispers, and the song is called It's Christmas.
Oh, no.
It was requested by Dino.
Oh, it was requested by Dino. Oh, okay.
I was like, that block of words made no sense.
Okay, sorry. Dino requested that. The band is Whispers, and the song is It's Christmas. It's not Dino Whispers, It's Christmas.
I was going to say, he didn't whisper It's Christmas at all.
Man, I'm telling you, I had a pretty good amount of sleep last night. I swear to God,
maybe
I did.
Too much.
Maybe, yeah, that might be the problem. Maybe I work better without, you know, on a couple of minutes of sleep.
Just a few minutes. A few minutes a night.
Man, oh, man. All right. Hi, welcome back. I don't know my name. You know, I think I need some time off.
It's West Studi.
It's not West Studi. Winston Studi.
Winston.
Lead singer of Van Halen after 1985.
Mm-hmm.
Winston Studi. By the way, Flint, Michigan. He's from Flint, Michigan. I don't know if you know the lead singer from Van Halen. Winston Studi? Flint, Michigan. Isn't that right, Dan? He's from Flint, Michigan?
You are correct.
Yeah. We have a Blackhawks Express coming up, which is good because that means it's about 4 minutes where I don't have to speak. All right, we got a request here. It's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
What's going on, guys? Hey, Esmeralda.
Hey, Harold.
I want to hear some Let's Go Dancing with Santa by KC and the Sunshine Band.
All right.
Let's go dancing with Santa. Let's go dancing the night away. Let's go dancing with Santa. Let's go dance through the holiday. Let's go dancing with Santa. Let's go dancing the night away. Let's go dancing with Santa. Let's go dance through the holiday.
Oh. That sounds like recent KC and the Sunshine Band. Doesn't it sound like old KC? Like that doesn't sound like youthful jumping up and down KC. That sounds like I got a gut and I'm and I'm 65 years old KC. That's
wow.
What yeah.
Let's I want to go dance with Santa.
Let's go dancing with Santa, but in my condition, really slow.
Just the arms. Just move the arms.
All right, how about this one, 773 area code, This Christmas by Donny Hathaway for Fly Jams Friday.
This Christmas.
Christmas fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me, yeah. Shake a hand now.
There you go. All right. Donny Hathaway, everybody. All right. Another request here from Greg in Milwaukee. This is a timely one. He requested this one, and it says, We Three Kings, performed by Miles Davis, Paul Sanborn, and Paul Schaefer from the Scrooged soundtrack.
Oh.
Which I screened a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't make it to the film club, so we watched Scrooged last night. I'm a professional trumpet player, and I immediately recognized Miles Davis in the movie. Merry Christmas. Love the show. So this is from Scrooged. Really funny is the scene in the movie. You know, you've got these incredible, like, real life musicians who are on the street performing, and Bill Murray's like, get out of the way, like he's like walking through complaining that Miles Davis, oh yeah, you guys sound real good, you know, like making fun of the people that are giving him money because they're playing street musicians.
Yeah.
But just the fact that it's like Miles Davis, get out of the way, quit taking up the sidewalk when he's walking through. That's a funny movie. I hadn't seen it in a long time before my screening. We were talking yesterday about favorite Christmas movies. Esmeralda, what are some of yours? Do you have some that you watch?
I mean, A Christmas Story, of course. Mm-hmm. Die Hard. No.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie? That's a Christmas movie? I don't care what
it is. I just saw a trailer for it that they had reworked to be a Christmas story from whatever studio.
20th Century Fox.
Yeah. Yep. I was like, all right.
Yeah, no, 20th
Good
Century
for you.
Fox
Make
has
your money.
They have embraced the fact that it's become a Christmas classic over the years. That one's up there. I said The Ref, which is my favorite. I like The Ice Harvest with John Cusack and Billy Bob Thornton. And then, of course, A Christmas Story, it's always on in the background.
Right.
You know, like during that 24-hour period,
yeah.
The TV's on, it's always on.
It's more comforting.
Yeah, it is. Because it's a really great movie. And I always, you know, I remember seeing that movie in the theater because it came out in November of 1983. And I remember seeing it in the theater and it tanked. Like, it did not do well. And there was like nobody in the theater. And I thought it was great. I ended up seeing
it in November.
I saw it. It came out in November of 83.
You really wanting to watch a Christmas movie at that point?
I think it was late November. So it was like a holiday.
Oh, it was
time.
Almost there.
Yeah. Well, no, listen, they start doing Christmas ads now in September.
Well,
for
now
God's
they
sake.
Do, but you know.
Yeah. But anyway, they released it, didn't do very well. And, and that's true of, like, It's a Wonderful Life, too. Like, that movie tanked and got bad reviews when it came out. But now they're both considered classics. But I just have always loved Darren McGavin in that movie as the old man.
All right.
It's such a funny performance. Just watching him in individual scenes in that movie is great. But, yeah, we talked a ton about everybody's favorite Christmas movies and stuff. So, are you a fan of Elf at all?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a very long time.
People
love that movie now.
My ex-wife Heather loves Elf. Like, it's her favorite Christmas movie.
I did not.
You know, I like it. It's,
yeah, ditto. You know, but yeah. I'm not. Yeah, it's not one to be obsessed about.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Yeah. All right. Let's break here. Because we have we've got a break for weather, and then we've got a Blackhawks Express, which is actually one of it'll be the best Blackhawks Express that we've played for the entire season, and I can guarantee you that. But let's break here for some weather. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Coming up is the opening bell, and coming up are the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right, let's get back to some fly jams, shall we? Here is Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody, especially the visiting Esmeralda. This Fly Jam is so laid back, soulful. It's Take Six doing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Let nothing be merry gentlemen.
Let nothing merry gentlemen.
Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah.
What's it called when they sing like that? One sings and then another, like they go over each other. It has a name.
harmonizing?
No, because they're not singing to, you know what I mean? Like one singing something.
A different thing.
And yeah, then, yeah, and then the other starts singing something else. Wow. Whatever that's called. I like that.
Scatting?
No.
It's not scatting?
No.
All right.
Not our sound guy, Ernie Scatting.
That's our sound guy, Ernie Scatting. All right, let's continue with some more Fly Jam, shall we? DJ Shagru, how about some Temptations? Temptations. You can hear the dude with the deep voice in the background. Yeah, sleep. All right. How about this one? The great Otis Redding on a Fly Jam's Christmas.
Be my fine girl. I got music on my radio. Santa came down the chimney, half past three, y'all. Left all him a good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby.
Yeah.
Should it treat him nice?
Well, he was the best, Otis. All right, you ready for this one, Esmeralda?
What is it?
One of the greatest Christmas songs of all time. DJ Shagru, let's hear it.
Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and stuffing macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
The best, man. I love that song. Featured yeah. Featured in Die Hard.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That makes me also want to hear the one that they did on SNL with Chance.
Oh, yeah. That's great. All right, let's close it out. This is the one that we always, on Fly Jams Friday, we always, for Christmas, we always mm-hmm. close it with this, which is one of the greatest songs of all time. I miss the Jay Thomas Lone Ranger story on David Letterman throwing the football at the pizza on the Christmas tree in Darlene Love, which David Letterman did every year. He had Jay Thomas actor on who would tell the same Lone Ranger story every mm-hmm. Christmas. It would be the last show before the Christmas break. they would throw a football on, at the they wouldn't have a star on top of the TV. They had a meatball on top of the tree.
Okay.
And they would throw footballs at it to see who could knock the meatball off, and then they would close the show with Darlene Love.
That's lovely.
It was one of my favorite Christmas traditions. I'm not kidding. And Jay Thomas passed away, and then, you know, obviously then Letterman retired. So, but anyway, it's on YouTube if you ever want to watch some
of
those.
There you go.
So. Merry Christmas, Esmeralda.
Merry Christmas.
And it's great to see you, always.
Yeah. Ditto.
And we'll get you back on in the new year.
Very good.
And December 27th at the Hungry Brain.
Yes.
10th anniversary of You, Me, Them, Everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, come on out. All right, thanks. And we'll be back with to wrap it all up right after this.